You are now checked in to Stand Up New York Labs. Oh, yeah.
All right, so Sherrod, this is a real story about my use of Harry's, because I was just at Vinny's Club in New Brunswick a couple weeks ago, and a guy came up to me after the show, and he asked, like, kind of aggressively, like, you really use Harry's?
Like, you don't believe we
use Harry's? Yeah, like, because I have hair. I have facial hair. I'm like, I got to shave my neck and my sides and,
right, keep it shaped up.
So and your mom. So, yeah, goddamn right I do.
Yeah, we really use Harry's, man. Harry's razors are the best razors.
I'm still using the same one I got.
Yes, me too.
Sent originally. It has not worn out yet.
That's unbelievable. Me too.
I mean, I'm not shaving a full beard every day, to be fair, but I'm still using it.
Like, I shave my head with it. Yeah. I shave my face with it.
Because regular razors I buy rust up when I leave them in the shower. I've had my razors sit in the shower. I use it all the time. It's great still.
They make their own razors. They got the factory in Germany. They make their own razors. You get them for $15. But with the promo code RACEWARS, you get $5 off.
Yep.
So it's $10.
Go Harry's Razor right now. It's really cheap, and it's a much better razor, man. And I'm like, you know, I'm so glad I didn't have to pay for mine. I just got it.
Yes.
But it's not even that good of a deal, because you guys hardly have to pay anything.
You don't have to pay anything. You get
I didn't get much better than than you.
Yes.
You pay $5. Get this razor.
You get the razor. You get 3 blades. You get the shaving gel or the foam cream. Just order it. Use it. It works. It's the best.
What shows do you listen to?
There's this new podcast that I love. It's called Race Wars. Race
Wars. I know you're like, how could a white man be allowed to be?
You can say the word only in the confines of this podcast. It's what we do, baby! Yeah!
You're out of your fucking mind, dude.
I have the power! That's great.
So real.
It's a battle you choose to check out on.
All right, Paulie. We back. We back, bitches.
Dude, I tried to talk to Jay while the song was writing, and Jay goes, please, I'm trying to listen to a song about boys.
That's what he likes.
Them boys.
Welcome back to Race Wars, baby. We got a lot to talk about tonight.
Yeah. Why are you standing, Jay?
Yeah, sit down. You're making everybody nervous.
I like standing.
Is this part of your workout?
Why
sit down, Big Jay.
Am I hurting anyone?
Yes.
It's weird.
Everyone.
I feel like this is the premonition to you throwing a salute of
just
some sort.
Just have a seat.
Sit your black ass down. Whoa. We got Big Jay in the house, and we got Jeff.
Big
Jeff Joker's Leach
Jeff.
Is in the house.
Hello.
From Jeff across Leach. The pond.
Yeah. I came just for this show. I've flown all the way over.
I believe that.
You're a very gullible young man.
So welcome to the show.
We them lads.
Shut up, Jay.
We
you know
them
you
lads.
Love that song. You love that song.
It's all right.
You love everything black and you know it.
Everything?
Every single thing. Even things I hate about blacks. You go like this. Give it a chance.
Like what?
I don't know.
Soul Plane 2?
Philadelphia Negroes.
I wrote the script.
Any black people out of Philly?
People put mascara in their beards?
Yes.
It was
a good look. It's a good look down there.
That was
Philly.
The look. Remember we knew a guy, me and Kurt knew a guy named Black Shogun, who, if it rained, his cheeks would have ran right down his whole fucking clothes.
They love darkening their beards with mascara.
Isn't it ironic that
and
they
eyebrows.
All, they like a Hollywood Hogan beard?
Remember Black Shogun's actual real name?
What was it?
Gene.
Oh, was that his
That was
real
the
name?
Funniest part, yeah.
That was the guy that, when we did, little Sweet Cheeks, that Kevin Hart used to host.
Oh, yeah.
So the first time we did it, I did okay. And the second time, I start getting heckled by this one guy who turned out to be another comic there.
Well, who was that?
Who was that comic?
Black Shogun.
Black motherfucking Shogun.
Y'all looked up to him?
No.
He showed you the way to ninja?
No.
As far as comedy's concerned?
First of all, his first name was Black, so no.
Stop.
I feel like this is that moment Black where I realize it's going to be 2 hours of me just being confused about everything that is being said.
Now you know how I felt when I went to London.
There's no black comedy where you come from. That's the problem.
Yeah, there is.
Yeah, it definitely is.
Why I've done it all. I know. Yeah.
I know. First of all, y'all wouldn't even be where you are without black people. You or Kurt. You wouldn't even be in the comedy business without black people.
It's possible. Yes. It's possibly true.
Possible? It's definitely true.
I guess if that guy...
Are you more prevalent on the black circuit than are you, Jay?
No. But that's where we started. That's where we were able to get stage time right away.
And even the people who helped you, from Keith Robinson...
Really?
He's not black circuit comedy, Keith Robinson.
But he's black enough to be black.
He is not.
That's the name of his children's book.
But I can't argue.
So the black man helped you out of poverty.
Keith is...
Sure.
Gave you a place in society.
Goddamn right.
Helped all of them out.
Keith is an outmoded form of black, you know?
Keith is the black Michelle Pfeiffer to your white high school. That's what Keith learned to you.
Keith
He's sitting backwards on a chair. What do you want to do with your life?
Come on, players. What you going to do?
Oh.
Well, education, you're nothing, dum-dum.
Got money. The hunt is on.
And you're the prey.
Now, Jeff, how do you feel about these American white people, first of all? You know you try to distance yourself away from them.
From American white people?
Yes.
How do you know
I don't
Jeff?
Know. I feel like quite...
How do I know Jeff? Jeff performs at the Comedy Cell all the time. He's a comedian.
I must not have been there recently.
No, it's all right. It's okay.
He's been coming there for more than a year now.
No, that's not true. I mean, about sort of 6 months. And, it feels like I moved over a month ago, so I'm now permanently down there.
That's when I stopped getting spots.
Yeah, I took your place.
Handsome Kurt took your spots?
Wait a minute.
Jeff is the star of my 12-year-old daughter's first ever watching a live physical fight happen.
What?
12-year-old daughter was there.
Was she really?
Fantastic.
Wow,
she loved it.
What was the fight? Of course, she's in love with Jeff. The girls love him. I don't care what age the girls are.
My daughter's 12. I hope that Hawkeye wins.
Can I apologize? As a British man, I didn't want to come over here and have any kind of physical.
What happened?
It was fantastic.
I had a fight with an audience member.
Where? What club?
Outside the Comedy Cellar.
Oh. What, are you stealing all my Comedy Cellar stuff?
Yeah.
You can get his spots and his fucking record.
And his spots, yes.
It's true. How do I like it over here that you were asking? I love it over here. I feel like I'm more accepted. Speaking about race, I feel like I'm more accepted by the black community in America than in England.
Because we understand different kind of cool.
No, like because a
different
black kind of white. Black girls like me.
Because you got a confidence about you. That these American white dudes. Look at these two.
Because
they
Jeff,
got no confidence.
What are you talking about?
Jay's got confidence. I don't know Kurt well enough to comment.
Jay and Jeff look like a pair of street magicians, number one. Number two, when I went to England, it's like a weird. I think it's the accent exchange program. Because when I went to England,
they thought you were an inspector.
Black girls threw pussy at me. Yeah,
really?
Black girls threw pussy at you.
Not ones I couldn't get here. I told you I got that model first night in London. In America, I never would have got a black girl like that.
Yeah. No,
if you saw her,
it's
you
too
would
much
get
shame
upset.
Associated with it.
I wish that I could have had her around New York just for black people to be upset.
Yeah. Now, like welcome to my life.
Like
that's what I do every day.
No, if you think people are upset. It's upset seeing you and Marissa. You should have seen.
And they are.
Dude, you should have seen these.
They are.
But when that chick took me home, these Jamaicans that were there at the crowd, they were upset.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't even thought to be happy about it until I saw how upset they were.
They call you a white boy crack, white boy hatcher from
Dude, they have this
obsession.
That's Steven
Seagal's movie, by the way.
Do you know this thing in England? You live there.
I'm from there, yeah,
so
I'll tell you.
Like, all these Jamaican dudes have this obsession where they, like, they don't eat pussy.
Well, marijuana. Sorry.
I think they do. I think they do eat pussy, but they, like...
They front like they don't.
Yeah, they're like, you
just
eat
like
pussy.
With masturbation. They front.
They pretend like they don't
they
like
say
to
they
eat
don't
pussy.
Masturbate, too?
Oh, yes.
Jamaicans?
Oh, yes. Most of them. The
Why?
Ones I, because it's... I don't...
Because me it's hands like is being... too rough, boy. I'm going to smooth out me dick.
Being a Jamaican is like being
a
Catholic.
Is that Jamaican or pirate? I'm not sure.
They're Jamaican pirates. Watch your ass, Tom Hanks.
Somalian pirates.
No wonder that Jamaican audience.
Wrong black man you're going for there.
No wonder they didn't like my joke about how I named my dick Haile Selassie. And then use it to fuck dudes.
Oh, man.
And use it to fuck Bati boys.
Good God almighty.
Bati boys.
Now, how do you... I don't know. I don't know if you can even make an excuse for it. For Kelly Osbourne, one of your country men, can I say?
One of my country women, yeah. She's also one of my conquests, actually.
But did you?
Yeah, once.
You smashed?
Once.
Don't lie.
I'm not lying.
Oh, then you can smash Kelly Osbourne.
Her dad's Ozzy Osbourne.
We spent
a night together.
Was
we spent
the
a
show
night
on the air back then?
Let's go slow.
How
we were both presenting a TV show
what
in England, and we worked together. And she was really rude to me one night when I met everyone and all the presenters. And I was like, "All right," so I let her be rude because I was worried about my job. And then the next day, she turned up and she said hello at a different party. I was DJing that. She was like, "Hey, Jeff," and I was like, "If you're going to be rude again, do yourself a favor and go fuck off." Then she was like, "Well, sorry, let me buy you a drink." And then we spent the night together. And then in the morning, I left to go and meet a girl at the airport at 6 in the morning.
How was it? How was the smash? Let's
But when did you get her tattooed on your shoulder? That's my thing.
I mean, shortly after I got the tattoo of your mum removed from it.
Nice.
You removed that tattoo?
I did,
it was
I had
forever.
To. Well, once she died, it was, you know, it was going
to
be
my mom still has a tattoo of you, so I'm not going to tell her.
Let's not deflect. He smashed one of our topics tonight.
Yeah.
Well, it's kind of matters. Kelly Osbourne came out.
I don't like the word smash. I'm a British man. We don't say smash.
Shag?
No, not even shag. Like, we spent a night together. I'm a
gentleman. Stop trying to make it romantic with your voice.
I can't believe you. See, can I highlight this? Right, so the first time I met Sean and he got my number, the first thing he texts me is like, "Okay, got your number. Thanks, Niggy."
Yes.
And I'm uncomfortable with being called the N-word by
That's
a black
why I
man
do it.
Or
why
any
I do
man
it.
In general. I don't like that. I don't like being called the N-word. You did that purely to fuck with my British sensibility.
Yes.
Oh, sure.
I'll take you down a notch.
Speaking of that, let's do the ceremony real quick.
What? All right, let's do it then. Let's jump into it.
Yeah, because we don't say the N-word here.
We say nigger here. We say all the words for what they are. And I gotta put my dick on.
Nigger.
Excuse me one second.
Nigger. Crazy.
Oh, so cold.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
Shrug. Wow. Shrug, you smell like black dick.
Oh, my God.
It smells like Subway tears.
What were you doing? What you did?
All right, that's...
Listen, we think it's ridiculous to say the N-word instead of saying nigger.
All right,
so we do a ceremony that we think is less ridiculous.
I have to say, if I want to use that word, I have to say.
You got to say nigger.
Hold on.
You don't have to. It's your choice.
Wait. My mic does not sound right in my fucking headset. Is there some reason?
The headsets, I think.
What? Talk into it? Away from it? Okay, now?
It's Kurt's first day. Now. It's like teaching a chimpanzee.
I couldn't soothe myself.
Does this crazy thing work?
How does it? Which way?
How does this work? Yeah, so we don't like to say the N-word to talk about saying the word.
All right, I appreciate that.
It's stupid.
I've seen the bit. I've seen the Louis C.K. bit.
What?
What's the Louis C.K.
He stole our shit?
The Louis C.K. bit. Yeah, I've seen that bit about how he hates the phrase the N-word.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Makes you say the word nigger in your head.
The bit you guys stole and made this whole show based around?
Wow.
Yeah. I mean,
don't. Wow, Jay.
It's a sharp finger to point, but I'm pointing it.
Wow.
Please don't say that to Louis. Yeah, well, because, like, you know, Hulk Hogan said nigger, and it was a whole thing, and we were going to say N-word, like a bunch of fucking.
Yeah, we
Hulk
can say
Hogan
it.
Said it. When did he say that?
What?
A fantastical amount of time.
Hulk Hogan is a very American thing. I thought he was your state governor. I didn't know what was going on.
No, that was Jesse the Body. Jesse the Body Ventura.
Oh, he's a real American.
Hulk Hogan, fucking, what's the guy? The guy
who
does the roundhouse kick.
Have my vote.
Roadhouse.
Swayze? Definite vote. I would vote Swayze.
Would
he's
you?
Dead.
He's dead. Dead. Yeah, he's dead.
I would vote Swayze. I'd vote Dalton, his character from Roadhouse.
Okay. Because Swayze was
Patrick
also.
Swayze.
Oh, what about the guy with the, who's the Chuck Norris? He could be a governor.
No.
He's a
he's
marshal.
Not American.
He's a ranger.
No, he is American. He's Texan.
I don't care
but
for
they're
him
not
as
really
much.
American.
Okay.
They have their own thing.
You don't go from ranger to governor. It doesn't work that way.
Yeah.
Figure out the country, Jeff.
Yeah, your red coat. You come over here with your red coat thoughts.
Who's your president? Who's your president now?
Not
Shaquille,
a constable,
Shaquille,
Jeff.
Shaquille O'Neal.
Yeah, Shaquille O'Neal needs the president still.
Wait, who's your prime minister?
Oh, we don't
Benny
have one.
Hill,
we don't have one. We just have a queen.
Benny Hill.
We have a queen.
Is this true, Jeff, that that's what British people told me.
He smashed Kelly.
Hold on.
All right, go ahead.
That, like, in England, like, you guys don't really give a shit about the royal family like how Americans do. Is that a fact or is that?
Yeah, I mean, you guys, I think you guys, yeah, I mean, it depends.
You
there
guys.
Are, there is a particular demographic of British people who love the royal family, and they're called retards. And then there's everyone else who knows that they're an outdated, like, the monarchy is an outdated drain on society. Just like, you know, our government is an outdated society. Brah.
No, I like that. I like the way you said it.
My Negro brethren, society.
Did you eat Kelly's box?
I can't remember. I was quite drunk.
That
I
means
mean, like,
definitely.
Yeah, potentially.
Was it the same hair? Was it like bluish, like the hair on her head?
No, she was doing Chicago at the time.
Was her boyfriend Jack jerking off in a corner?
You know what? As like everything I'm saying, I'm just all I'm hearing is all I'm hearing is laws like lawyers, because this is America where people sue each other for looking at each other.
I met Kelly a couple times, and she seemed
cool.
Can I
get in trouble for saying I had sex? I mean, I did.
I thought
no, you can't.
No,
it happened,
no.
So you
can't.
Can.
Yeah, but I don't know. I don't know. Like, I got like about $3,000 to my name here, and it's going rapidly. Like, by the time I paid this month's rent, I'm fucked. Right?
Will you get told for showing us pictures?
I'm on,
of a pussy
I'm on Comedy Cellar money.
I'd like to see that.
So I don't know. What's she going to sue me for? Yeah. Did I eat a box? I don't know. I can't remember. Probably. I'm quite. I'm not a Jamaican.
You're a gentleman.
I'm not a Jamaican. I love eating pussy.
There we go.
I love eating pussy. It's fucking delicious, and I will do it.
Kelly Cow knocked down, huh? Did she ever say anything racist around you?
No, she never said anything racist.
Brother?
In fact, the night we were hanging out, she was with one of her good friends who's a black guy.
Who's that?
His name is Tolkien.
He's a guy.
Nigger Tom.
Yeah. Nigger Tom, yeah. He was the guy who drove us home.
He was the chauffeur.
Yeah,
he's not a
home.
Friend.
Yeah,
he was a chauffeur.
Yeah, she did shout at him a lot. She threw stuff at him.
Oh, shit.
I'm sorry, sir. I'm sorry, ma'am. I'm sorry.
Well, that you get sued for, probably. Not
go sleep in the barn, Gerald. It was weird. It was really weird.
And you still hit
bring
that.
My car around, jaundice eyes.
It was so weird. You still smashed it.
I still did it. No, I did it because her dad's Ozzy Osbourne.
That's
that's
worth the story.
Like, I mean, and because I was shallow and vacuous back then. I was doing TV. It was my first TV, big TV show, and I wanted to fuck famous people.
Dude,
so
I
had sex there.
I finger blasted my favorite author's daughter.
Oh, yeah. I hooked that up, by the way.
And sure, I kind of hooked it up.
Kind of hooked it up. I knew the whole family.
Yeah. Really?
Oh, yes.
I don't want to say who, because I kind of feel like I'd be...
I got blown by David Mamet's cousin.
I got so many things.
David Mamet. Hold on. Dennis Mamet Blue?
Yes.
The one he wrote Race about?
That's right.
I saw the goddamn play.
Yes. Who do you think inspired scene 3?
That was you.
I don't even understand.
Guilty.
What's the Kelly Osbourne story? I don't even know.
Kelly Osbourne said on The View, trying to go at Donald Trump, by the way, and said, Donald Trump, if no Mexicans, all the Mexicans are kicked out of America, who's going to wash your toilets?
Right.
Wow.
And they was like, no, I don't mean it like that. She backtracked so beautifully. Do we have the tape? Can we put it on?
Yeah.
Like, Kelly, we don't have
it? Just saying.
Don't worry. I nailed it anyway.
No way. We can recreate it. I feel like we could act it out.
Lewis, no, not a chance of that
Rosie
happening.
Perez and all of them trying to save her, too. They all just was like, poor thing.
Well, she was attempting to make, like, one of those clever.
And she just left E! Because she attacked Juliana Rancic for saying the thing about patchouli oil about that young girl from ABC.
What'd she say about patchouli
oil? She just said that she probably smelled like patchouli oil or weed because she had braided hair, and Kelly got so mad she left E and attacked Juliana over it, and now she did this something tinny, like 20 times worse,
like dreads.
Yeah, dreads. It wasn't really dreads. It's Disney dreads.
Yeah, well, that's despicable. Anyway, was a white girl?
No, black girl.
Oh, all right. Well, she could have dreads. She's black.
Yeah, I was gonna say nothing upsets me. That's one of my pet peeves. Yeah. White people with dreadlocks. It makes me so angry. I don't even know the reason for it.
It used to make me angry. Now it makes me happy.
It's an irrational hatred. But when I see a white person with dreadlocks, I want to punch them.
It used to make me angry, but now that I know that white people get angry over it, I love it.
Really? Can
I, as a touring honorary member of the band Korn, I have to like them.
I was going to say,
three quarters audience.
Guys, be cool. Jay just got his hair recently. Just got rid of his dreadlocks.
I know, yeah, what happened to your hair? You used to have long hair like me, and then now you've cut it off.
Yeah, we society. Just kept society, it up got society got to me. I went corporate.
I wish Jay did have his long hair right now. You guys could look like wrestlers together. That would be awesome.
I got like some guy in my building as soon as I moved in was like, hey, you're the wrestler. And I was like, no.
Which wrestler do you think you are?
I don't know. I don't know who he thought I was.
You should have stone cold stunned him right there.
I was
there.
Saying the word nigger a lot. You might have thought I was Hulk
That's
Hogan.
That's what it is. Yeah.
I thought I was Hulk Hogan.
Look at there.
Jeff's the first guest to take advantage of the ceremony right away. Usually they hesitate.
I'm trying to link it back into the material.
I respect you very much for that because usually...
He was yearning to say it.
Well, we all are. Let's face it. It's a fun word.
That's why I floated all around them in text messages and stuff. You're going to wake up screaming it.
Yeah, dude, I still want to send you into places... Just to run white people, we got to film it and just have you say nigger a lot.
Yes, we're going to do
that. You know, like, hey, pass me that cup, nigger, and then, you know, just to regular people. We're like, I'll take three of those niggas.
Can I get those niggas with can you mix those two niggas together? Can you mix the two niggas together?
Dude, we got
to. I mean, I want to have it my way. It's going to be beautiful.
I like saying, though, I like saying he wants to go there and say the word nigger in front of regular people, as in...
Like white?
As in white people?
No. He
mean
like
default people?
No.
Oh, normal.
Of course, it'll be more uncomfortable.
He's
going
to go yell nigger in front of the most normal people. Wearing t-shirts and jeans, driving reasonably mid-sized vehicles. Going home to 2.5 children, eating Kraft mac and cheese.
You all got 2.5 niggas?
It feels so wrong that most of this room is white laughing at this as well. That's what feels so wrong about
it. But I'm still in control. I'm still in control.
Just your producer behind the desk there just looking like, oh, God, I better just smile and carry on. It's my job.
We won't stop until Sherrod moves to Africa very abruptly. That's what we do. Laughing too hard.
If somebody gets Mark Norman all of a sudden, then they know they went too far.
Okay.
See how that quiet the whole white room? Yeah. See how the whole white room got quiet?
Hold on.
I didn't get the reference. I didn't understand the reference.
Norman is in. I didn't understand what you meant.
That's all right. I already got it in.
I didn't know if you meant if someone gets Mark Norman, like his jokes.
No.
I didn't understand you meant as a verb to be Mark Norman. Right?
He's about to get Mark Norman right now.
Who's Mark Norman?
Right. Some dude. He said some stuff about Kurt. Listen, and I didn't appreciate it.
You could say
he was saying it about me.
you could say nigger all you want. Do not attack Sherrod's stage punctuality.
That wasn't it. No, that's the wrong story.
Not wear that.
That's not
well.
The story. That's wrong.
I thought that's what happened.
Nope.
What was the story?
Nobody knows. Everybody knows the wrong shit. That's wrong. And God, he was hosting, so how would I make the show wait?
The mood has changed in here a little bit.
That's incorrect.
Exactly. So, you guys wear that out. I'm just going to check my email.
That's incorrect. But when you get drunk and you say shit, sometimes you get checked.
Listen, I don't have...
I
don't have any problem with your violence and...
You shouldn't.
And rape.
It got us here. It got us a serious.
I know.
Your violence?
Sherrod's felonies got us the show.
You beat your way up 36 floors?
Right. You're like old boy. So every time the elevator opens, you just go through and tear through everyone.
The raid. The raid.
The raid.
Sherrod Hammer fought this entire office until they gave us this show.
Wasn't it? It was a ripoff of the raid, by the way, too. Of
like Dread.
Dread.
Dread, yeah.
The whole building was full of normal people. And then Sherrod came in and went, I need a nigga up in this raid, and then just worked his way up, right?
That's right. That's right.
All right, that was a callback. Didn't work. See you later. What? Thanks very much. Cheers. It's been a pleasure.
You got greedy with it. That's what happened.
I got greedy. I thought I'd just throw it back to you.
That's how we lost the word in the first place.
Yes, you got too greedy.
See, this is the thing, though. There's this whole bit, right, where, like, this is as far as I know in England. This is the thing. I study, like, bits of hip-hop music and culture, and you've got black rappers going, we're taking the word back. That's why we use it so frequently in our music. We use that word, right? But you can't take back a word that you never owns, right? It was made by white people.
That's the whole point.
To claim ownership over black people.
But guess what?
And technically, I mean, I don't want to be a bitch. I don't want to racially profile anything. No, but technically, those black people were stealing. So leave that word alone. Leave the word alone. So don't try to reclaim it.
Well, why
just
say the word? The whole language was fucking forced on us, not just the word.
Of course.
So should we give up the whole language?
No, give up that word.
Or should we just own it for ourselves and use it the way we want to use it?
I think no one should ever use it ever. It's a shitty word. It's like a shitty word.
Nigga, it ain't going to happen.
Listen, first of all, shitty words have their place.
Yeah, but any word can be shitty. You can make any word a nigga word. Coon is, you think coon is better than a nigga? Or jigaboo?
No.
Or kike?
I think they're all
or
awful.
Fucking slant eye? Or fucking wetback?
I don't even know half of these words
you're
saying.
Niggas. That's all nigga words.
Hold on. Put it in British terms. Imagine Packy.
Yes.
Fanny. I don't like any of these words.
What if somebody say, hey, Packy, I'm going to smack you across your Chevy Chase.
Well, that one's like an adorable. That one's a dude. When
yeah,
I went
dumb
to,
language.
When I was I don't even know what's happening anymore.
When I went to the UK, dude, those guys were like, yo, don't say Packy, whatever you do. It sounds like the most adorable.
And
it's
Packy,
the cutest insult.
It's like Jap.
It's so affectionate.
Or Jappy.
Yeah, Jappy.
It's all offensive words, but it ain't the words. It's the feelings you put in it. It's your fucking intentions.
I understand what you're saying. Like, if there's a group of black guys hanging out and they're friends and they go, hey, what's up, my nigga? How you doing? Like, then it's like kind of, that's meant to be okay. I'm just saying, I feel like in general, they're shitty words.
Okay, but
they're not nice. They don't have nice connotations.
Words are regular. It's shitty people. People are shitty. Words ain't shit. Words ain't nothing but what a person makes it.
Okay, I understand what you're saying.
Hold on. That's
but
not
then
wrong.
There's a different intonation if I walked into a room and was like, hey, what's up?
People
might look at me like, well, hang on a second. I'll tell you what's up. You just said that word.
Okay. If you walked in a comedy cellar and said that, everybody would laugh their fucking asses off.
Hold on, Jeff.
I saw you with Will Schaefer do it.
To be fair, okay?
Yeah.
Let's say I got really poor service at Wendy's. Now, then, you know, there's a time and a place.
Or your neighbor. Maybe your neighbor's playing his music too loud.
Let's say these kids in the car won't turn their music down.
It's also what you follow with. If you go, nigga, watch me do this head spin. Everyone's okay with that.
Yes.
If fucking violent dance moves come after it, who's going to... Nigga, watch me jump over his leg.
No, but it is shitty words.
You know you love it.
You're not wrong. It is shitty words. It's just, why would shitty words not have their place at certain times? Like, the problem of using the words is trying to hurt somebody, is what Sherrod's saying.
I think there's some words from history that can't be undone. That's the problem. They can't be undone. Can't be turned into a good thing.
But,
and that's the whole process.
But words can't be... words go
away. I hate to bring it down to something serious, but...
No, this is what it's all about. This is what it's about. Shut up.
But words do go away. You know, people go, this word needs to go away.
Yeah,
words go
every away. Every single one.
They go away all the time.
Every single
except
one.
Except for words that are still being used. Like, if that word has staying power, it ain't going nowhere.
You're
the
wrong.
Words that are going to go away, they go away.
I'm going to be saying on fleek till 2020.
Please make that go away.
You don't say eyebrows. Those eyebrows, fleek. You should be. Look at those.
Yeah.
They are on fleek.
What does that mean?
My shits are on fleek.
On point, dummy. Kurt, your white questions.
I know it means on point, but what does fleek mean?
It's just some girl used it and it caught on through dumb social media and now it's
world
a thing.
Star so
there's
hip-hop.
There's nothing called
if you
want
to know what the latest words are, you just got to open up a Vine account and then you just have to sit on there 24 hours a day.
Whatever fleek is, I bet his eyebrows are sick.
It's so it's just a made-up word.
Made
there's
up
nothing,
words.
There's not a fleek.
Here's a secret about words,
there's
though.
There's no fleek.
Here's a secret about words. They're all made up.
Right.
All of them. Every single one.
Dude, you know, it always makes me laugh that goodbye, you know goodbye, what it was originally, because nobody speaks English, right? Goodbye was originally God be with ye, and you would have to say that.
And they have a short
like, God be with ye, and then people are so lazy, it's just, they're like, yeah, goodbye. It just degenerated from a
set. Before you know it, no more ruffled shirts, and here we find ourselves.
I didn't know that, and as an ardent agnostic, I feel like I should, or atheist really, I should stop saying goodbye then.
Oh, another God.
It's a shitty word, and I don't want to use it.
Were you born an atheist?
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. I just don't think there's a God, and if there is a God, he's gay.
Yeah, look at your hair. Of course he's gay.
Of course he's gay. Why would he put like our G-spot deep inside our arsehole? He's like, see if you can find it. There's no way. God is straight. No way.
Maybe he's just straight. Hilarious.
Yeah.
No, yeah.
Maybe.
What is this asshole G-spot you talk of?
Yeah.
You don't know where your G-spot is.
Just for research.
Can you show me real quick on Jay?
Hang on a second. So you guys don't eat pussy.
Show us on Jay.
None of your girlfriends put their fingers inside your bumhole.
I had a finger in my bumhole before, but I don't like it. It's not my thing.
How many times you try?
If you go two knuckles up and pull forward.
At least two, three
times.
Let
me try again.
You gotta do anything you do for 27 days becomes a habit. So 27 days in a row, you gotta get a finger up your ass.
I don't need to do it, though. Yeah, I don't want to. No, I don't
can
need to make it a
just give me another chance? I bet I can make you like
But no, you're too knuckly, Kurt.
No, you don't start with Kurt.
I cut my nails.
He didn't take off his class ring.
I wore all of Jeff Leach's rings while I did it.
You want to get fingered by a sorcerer.
It seems like a finger, but for some reason I feel an eagle beak poking my asshole.
I tell you what, all this visual stuff's going to work really well on the.
Oh, we got video. We got cameras.
All right. There you go. That's what's going on. Just
show them. Jeff's way taller than.
That's definitely the rings of somebody who don't believe in God.
I don't believe in God because there's so much, you know, to prove that he doesn't exist, like science.
Yeah, but some things science can't...
And just fact in general. Just there's loads of facts.
Well, some things science can't explain.
So do you say...
Yeah, like what?
Like how gravity don't affect things if they fucking miniature. The same way they affect things at the great.
No. I think that's been proven.
Like, no, it's not. Inside a cell, it's not. It don't affect things inside...
Inside a tiniest cell.
Yes, even in a tiniest cell. And that's what made people go crazy and jump off fucking buildings because they couldn't figure it out. Can you figure it out now? You can't totally take God out of the equation. By science. Just by saying science,
I think you're
going
to have to give me a little bit more time to go into, you know, a four-year science degree.
I'm just letting you know you can't...
Years of research.
You can't take God out of the equation by just saying science, nigga.
No, I can take God out of the equation because it's a fucking fairy tale book that people are, you know, basing their entire lives around.
Hold on. Well, because I'm not...
Maybe they got the story wrong. Maybe whoever wrote the story down got it wrong, but that don't mean that they don't exist.
Do you think Jesus? I mean, Jesus was a black man.
Of course he was.
No way.
So are you?
Hey,
so are you?
The part of the world.
So are you, brother?
Oh, I'm from Africa too.
Oh, ain't you?
We're all from Africa.
Ain't you?
Well, I'm pretty black, yeah.
And thank you.
You don't have to be black to be from Africa.
You all are. You know what?
We're all from Africa originally.
I always say,
don't say that.
One of the greatest black people.
Am I
going to
be on the white people's side? Is that how this works?
One of the greatest black people inventions is white people.
Oh my God!
And you're welcome.
And man, we took that ball on the 5-yard line and drove it 95 yards down.
Because we made that sacrifice for our children. That's what we do.
Create some white
we do anything
people.
For you
perhaps
to succeed.
Perhaps the greatest invention of all.
Perhaps.
Why was Jacob forced to cross the burning desert for that amazing invention?
But they all turn on you though. Any invention, what? Just like Frankenstein, is going to fucking kill Frankenstein, the Dr. Frankenstein.
One moment we're all putting all the wits together, and then we're burning down a castle.
White man, y'all just a bunch of Frankensteins. The next thing out of control.
This white man is.
The next thing you know, you got a giant white man coming at you with pewter rings on his finger.
Pewter? How dare you?
Or whatever. Fantasy medals.
It's called silver.
These rings were wielded from the finest iron.
It's made of silver. I think that's what fights off vampires and werewolves, obviously.
Okay. I like picturing you with no shirt on, just hammering those rings out on an anvil.
Some type of time lapse.
Sure is sweaty in here.
Sure is sweaty.
Wow. And one.
Get me a chambermaid.
This one's another one who hates God, though. You're not in a room by yourself.
You know, it's
God.
No.
I hate everybody else's gods.
Which God do you follow?
I'm not mad at my God.
He grew up Jehovah.
Yeah, Jehovah's Witness I was.
Oh, wow. Yeah, no, I heard about this briefly outside.
I'm not bitter at my religion.
No, is Jehovah big in England?
When did you realize God didn't exist?
I don't make a claim either way on that, but when did I realize the Bible's kind of probably not a history book? Was around 19 or 20.
And what stirred that up in you? What
two things? One, I started reading this magazine called Skeptic. Okay, and the other thing was I started fucking pussy.
Pussy always bring you out.
I gotta say, pussy really beat the scholarship part of that. Of what pulled me out. Like later, Jesus.
Pussy will bring you away from your God. Everybody knows
fuck
that.
Yeah.
Even sweet, dank South Jersey puss.
And it was, by the way, the Southest Jersey puss. It was Pensauken puss.
Oh, Pensauken.
Yeah. Oh, there's a flea market there, dude.
Yeah.
You can buy bootleg videos. They got Dust from Dawn till there. Perfect copy. Screener.
Wow. Home so of- basically, you started having sex, and then that was it. Bible was over for you.
It was like
hose before Moses.
Yeah,
hose before Moses.
Almost, yeah, hose before Moses, I guess. But I was starting to be on my way out, maybe. But that was like the clincher, where I was like, well,
on your way out of what? The closet?
Of the religion.
Religion.
What about Jehovah's Witnesses, man?
That's
church?
Terrifying. Then the guys who knock on the door, I'm like, hey, come on, let me come in and talk to you about
this. They in England? Are they over there?
I had a theory that all Jehovah's Witnesses are just homeless. They're just like homeless and they're just constantly just looking for a hot tea.
I thought it was
a roof over there for 10 minutes. Just.
Is that, let me ask you, like, were you raised in any religion at all or no?
Yeah, my mum's Greek Orthodox and my dad is, I don't know, my dad's a Cockney. They don't have a god. Their god is a switchblade. They literally are. I am.
Your dad's a gypsy street fighter?
Yeah, exactly. He's a proper like, son, how you doing? Yeah, it was canon.
Oh, that's fucking awesome, really?
Yeah.
Nice. Does he have one of those big bulb noses?
This is just brass knuckles. That's what these rings are, really.
Does he have one of those things, those big crazy bulb noses?
He's got a big nose that's all red because all the blood vessels have like exploded in it from drinking.
That's the best kind of drunk, though, isn't it?
He drinks grog.
He knows 15 songs about drinking.
The only
child
that survived. He ate 7 sons before me. He ate them. They weren't even stillborns. He just picked them up.
He
looks weak. This one doesn't look like he'll wear rings.
Put the mutton in the fridge. I'm full of bar peanuts.
Pork scratches.
Yeah, he was. That's my dad.
Oh, shit.
Does he know that Cockney, what's that like Cockney backwards slang talk?
Cockney,
you know?
Rhyming slang, yeah.
Does he know how to do that?
A little bit, yeah. You know,
he's born, like he was
born,
he's,
so you're a proper Cockney if you're born on the sound of a particular church, actually, as a religious iconography. But if you're born under the sound of the bow church, bow bells, then you're deemed a Cockney.
Really?
Yeah, that makes you a Cockney, yeah.
I didn't know
born
that.
Under the sound of the bow bells.
Really?
My dad was in West Ham. But my mum's she is a gypsy. She's a proper gypsy because she's from Romania originally. Yeah. So.
Oh.
And she My Fair Lady'd your dad?
She totally did that, yeah.
Was he a Romney?
He taught her how to speak the Queen's English.
Is that like the Romney? Is that a Romney gypsy?
I'll teach you with this
No,
knife
she's not
how
a Romney gypsy. She's
English.
Not actually a gypsy. She's like, you know, a decent member of society, but...
How do you feel?
What you saying, gypsy are not decent members of society?
Well, you know, in the same way that everyone in America thinks that black people are thieves, you know, in England they think that Romanians
don't bring us
are all
this.
Thieves and
white
gypsies.
Man.
You guys found that out all the way over
white
there?
Man beef?
No, it's true though.
Wait, hold on. So, because in England, I don't know how the gypsies, because you have like those Irish gypsies in England, right? The Irish travelers.
Yeah. There's like travelers.
The actual, because when I was a kid, you know, in Cleveland, where my parents are from, we had friends that owned a store, this Italian store, and the gypsies came in.
Yeah.
And I was a kid, all these they were like out of a fucking cartoon, dude. They had all the shit.
Yeah,
they
all
had
the stuff on.
I don't think
flannel shirts and like a little hat on and little.
Little hat? The scarves everywhere.
Hello there.
Bells.
You got anything? Sorry, do you want? Do you want your front drawer tarmac?
Your mother a psychic? She's
and
a psychic.
They robbed,
too.
Dude. They robbed.
Yeah, my mom reads minds.
She reads.
My mom reads minds.
See?
Yeah.
Two of them came in and
I know
like,
your
distracted
people,
the guy.
You
and
animal.
Then
they
robbed
the
shop.
Yeah. You know what they used to do in my local area is they used to put like get a coat hanger or get like a long stick, like a broom handle, and they put a hook on the end of it. And
abortions.
Then they got to the
fucking drive by abortions on horseback.
Yeah, like
you get a fucking buggy in a buggy. Just go by and just fucking take stabs at it.
Little children causing abortions. If I said, no, they go up and they'd open up the your little letters. But you know where you put your letters in? They post a little letterbox and they would like hook hunt through there and then like hook clothes off and pull it to the door. They were pretty. I mean, that's quite. You know,
that's like jail. That's jail.
That's quite
shit.
Quite clever.
Well, you're supposed
they're
not
stupid people. They're just
bad.
They're just bad people.
Yeah.
Whoa.
No, I don't know how.
I'm not worried about offending the gypsy community.
That's half of your bloodline, you son of a bitch.
I know.
No, you really are supposed to pretend to give a shit about gypsies now. That's a real. You're not supposed to say gypsy. It's supposed to be Romanies, right?
Whatever, because there's different
because
ones.
TLC made a show about them.
But
yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
That's
but
in America.
What makes me laugh at, first of all, motherfucker, don't have special words for me if I'm also supposed to call you a gypsy.
Yeah, but TLC have got Duck Dynasty. I'm still going to call them
gully right there.
Like, you know, it's.
Well, they call people, it's a gaji. It's like that shit
not
where
G,
Karen's
yeah.
parents
yeah, yeah,
I wasn't
yeah.
a Jew, so they're like, don't be with a non-Jew. They're like, our women can't be with a God G.
Yeah.
That's which is like just the way to say yeah. nigger for gypsies. But, so go fuck yourself with that. Like, don't have a special word, and I have to respect your dumb thief culture.
But ain't that the name, the God G, ain't that the name of anybody who's not a gypsy?
Yeah, it just means you're less than.
Yeah,
it's
less
just
than.
Another
it's
way.
A less than, yep.
It's the same as faggot or whatever. They're all the same word, and then I'm supposed to pretend to care about. But the other thing, they go, we have a unique heritage. And I'm like, well, you just kind of look like Guidos to me. I mean, I don't know what all this
breading.
Special. They just have the same Guido hair.
Do you watch the Gypsy show?
There's
a show on TLC.
What?
like gypsy weddings of brides.
Yeah, yeah, and
they're great though. They all
this
dress.
This is the problem. Every racial and religious like tribe now has been trivialized and made into some sort of laughable thing. You know, the Amish. There was that breaking Amish as well, wasn't it? Everything is open for mockery now because we are ultimately all a bunch
of
retards.
But we say open to mockery. We say open to mockery, but at the same time, in these communities, these families who go on TV are the most famous families. They get the key to the city for these fucking subcultures.
Yeah, but they're famous for being borderline special needs. I mean, that's not like, you know, that's not something to be proud of. That's like this Duck Dynasty guy, you know.
I'm on the TV!
Said some terrible things, didn't he? And people were surprised by it.
I don't think the guy
has sex with his cousin, probably, a week before he started filming.
Shots fired.
First of all, come on, it's true.
Like, they were so unfair to him. The guy lives in a goddamn swamp.
Yes.
Okay? Yeah.
He doesn't know, like, I need gays because I'm in show business, so I understand the value of having gay people.
Yeah.
It's an ecosystem I'm part of.
Yes.
He's in a goddamn swamp hunting fucking alligator
skins. So that's not even in his world.
He doesn't know. You have to make him see why they, you know? My joke was make him feel like Tommy Hilfiger.
I feel like he should have been forced to like...
But here's the thing.
Hold on, let me finish my goddamn thing. Yeah. You got to fix him. You have to make him feel like Tommy Hilfiger did when he found out his clothes were for black people. So what I would do is have gays buy duck whistles from him. And make it like a gay thing. Like cruise for dick with a duck whistle.
But you're just going to make him more money too.
Yes,
do you watch
money.
Do you watch these shows? Do you watch them?
But here's the thing. You can have a gay person in your family. You don't have to have somebody in your world with your business world. They can be right in your house, and now they can't come out the closet because your fucking uncle's an asshole.
Yeah, they can true. Come out of
the
closet.
It's bigger than just,
they just
society.
Can't come home.
Everybody's got gay people in their family. So
I think
it's bigger
they should
than society.
Shut up, Sherrod.
Never.
They should force him.
Never. I'm going to let you white people deal with yourselves.
Force him to stop wearing camouflage for a season. He has to wear only rainbow colors for a season just to see how.
I don't know that you could get him to do that.
Why
he's
not?
Very straight.
No, he wouldn't do it.
No.
No.
There's something about... I don't understand all these Bible people, though, that are like, you know, America number one. Like, that's what I don't respect about him is, like, when I was a Christian, you couldn't vote or be in the military because God doesn't like your country.
Yeah.
But all these people really think... Like, I watch a guy on one of those shows go, I was raised Christian. I was taught to fight for what I believe in. I'm like, well, then you weren't raised Christian, stupid.
Yeah.
Your whole thing is you're a pacifist. You're a fucking Christian.
Got it as backward.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
It's an excuse for idiocy, isn't it, though, religion, 9 times out of 10?
Sometimes, not all the time.
The best saying about it, dude, is, you know, good people do good things and bad people do bad things. Yeah. But if you need a good man to do a bad thing, you need religion. That's the fucking sums it up, right?
I like that.
Man, usually sayings like that are way shorter.
That was a little long.
So many sayings.
I was going to get that tattooed on my leg.
If you hit a man, you can apologize to that man. If you take his goods, you can return those.
I was waiting for a beat to drop.
But if you kill a man, son, they just ain't no going back from that.
It wasn't that long, Jay. You
it was
semi-literate son of a bitch.
As long as one black guy laughs, it's going to be the biggest laugh in the room.
Are you religious, Jay?
No.
Because
I thought
this was
a Kabbalah band or something on your wrist.
He's Jewish, but he don't ever admit to being Jewish.
I went accessory shopping with my daughter, and it says, follow your heart.
Jeff, hold on. You know what? I totally forgot.
Destroy it.
This is what got me to finally totally drop it, was Jay. Remember that?
Philly
totally
Diner.
Forgot. We were at the Philly Diner.
You just met him, and that was it. You were like, there is no God.
Simple.
How can
Why
he exist?
Why would God make this weirdo?
If this is possible, how can he exist?
Forbidden in heaven, useless in hell. Yeah, so Jay, and this is not even like, it's not even like this is such a heavy argument, but it's just like a simple thing that just never occurred to me.
Yeah.
But Jay goes, look, man, if I saw, well, do you remember what you said?
Yeah.
Say it.
I said, if God wants you to believe him so bad, why does he just do a booming voice from the sky? And I'd follow that tomorrow if it was just that obvious. Just, why does that have to be so cryptic?
You're a simpleton.
But I'm not simple. That's the best answer. I'm with that.
Jesus, I'd believe. Yeah.
It's like if the woman.
I'll tell you what they would say at the Jehovah's Witness convention, okay? Because when he said that, it just like hit me the right way, and I was suddenly like, oh, right. We had an answer for that, which was if God talked right now to all of us, you know how when a lot of people see an event and then afterwards you ask them what happened and they can't agree on what happened?
Right.
So if God talked to all of us right now, it wouldn't do any good.
It'll be 20 different versions.
If everybody believes all at once, we're going to get jammed up in the door to heaven.
That's a better argument than what they have.
You got to funnel it down. Guys, I have to leave. I love shit on religion with you guys so much. And God knows I love
Jay,
saying
get
nigger.
Out of here.
Where you got to go? Tell the
I got to go do Legion of Skanks, which will be live halfway through this show.
Boom. Nice. Give us a shout. Give us a shout.
Right, Jay, thanks, man.
Jay, straight home after that, though. No, after you leave there. Jay.
Jay, give me your word.
What is that? What's that shirt? Oh, what is it? A shirt?
Radio show, you shitty professional.
Shut up. We're the best. Beat it, Jay. Jay's out of here. But listen, we need to get to, I want to get to this video.
Okay.
Of the dude at the KKK rally. Do we have that, Paul? Okay, we're going to get it. We're going to get it up? Yeah. There's a dude at a KKK rally wearing FUBU sneakers. You can't make this shit up, man.
Those are for us, by us.
And he got an approach. They have to confront him about it.
What he's... Oh, yeah.
In this video, so I don't want to spoil it.
By the way, do you know Jay? I wish he didn't have to leave, but Jay used to do kids' parties dressing up like Elmo.
Did he?
Seriously?
In North Philly.
Why would you say that after he leaves?
I didn't even know Jay had a daughter. He seems quite a softy, really.
Yeah, I forgot until you said FUBU. He's a mush. But Jay, this was another funny... he worked for a company that by day they would send him dressed like Elmo to children's birthdays in South Jersey. Then at night, he would bounce for strippers. He would be the guy that drove the stripper and waited, okay? So he did both jobs.
Yeah.
So he would be in North Philly.
And he loved it, I can tell.
I feel like Elmo would be proud of that.
Oh, he's in the ghetto in North Philly, dude. The shit that would happen to him was so goddamn funny. He shows up.
Right.
He fucks up something in these people's house. He says, like the scariest, like, house he'd ever been in. And then he, like, destroyed their toilet somehow or something. And, like,
with a big, huge, Big J shit.
No, the door was funny, and the guy told him, like, after he already fucked it up, not to do whatever fucks the door up. So they already don't like him.
Right.
Okay? So he's out there doing a dance for the little girls, you know, this little Elmo thing. And, these bad neighborhood kids came by, right? And Jay goes, by the way, the little girl is so cute. She's like this little black girl who's, like, 5.
Right.
And she was so adorable that he was like, it's kind of worth it, you know, because she goes, I love you, Elmo.
Right.
So Jay's looking through the mouth thing, you know.
Yeah.
And his big heart is melting. And then these bad kids from the neighborhood come up, and they go, man, that ain't Elmo. And a girl goes, stop, yes it is, right? And Jay said he's behind the Elmo. He's like, no, don't stop, like, to the kids. And like, man, he goes, the kid looks at his feet, goes, how come Elmo got FUBU sneakers on? Okay.
Jay loves black people. I would never wear a pair of FUBU sneakers.
So then
they just looked awful.
Dude, the kid started getting bolder and bolder, okay? And then one kid came up and yanked his sleeve up, and the kid goes, holy shit, Elmo's white! So then the little girl starts crying, okay?
Oh.
Then this is when he told me, this is the best part. I was like, because this is after it happened, he was telling me, and I started crying at this point when he told me. One of the kids goes, yo, you think Elmo got nuts? Let's see if Elmo's got nuts, okay?
I love these kids. How old are these kids?
This is like 11. The most ghetto birthday.
Only a white person let 11-year-old black kids bully them.
Dude, this is the part that made me cry.
How are you getting bullied by an 11-year-old? You're a grown man. I don't get what you're wearing.
Wait, listen. He's like this. He's got his hands. He said one of them started coming up behind him, and he got in like a stance, like in case they're about to do something.
Right.
But the mouth didn't have good, like, peripheral vision. So he was legs and arms akimbo, waiting for an attack. And the kid came up behind, while he's watching the one kid, the other one ran up behind him and kicked him in the nuts from behind as hard as he could. So
good.
Jay's like Elmo like this. This little black kid booted him in the fucking nuts. He falls on the ground. He said he was in so much pain. And then the girl's black, the grandmother comes and goes, get up, nigga, do the hokey pokey.
Wow. Shake yourself around, Whitey.
Dude, he has so many good ones.
So that was his career high then?
And that's yeah.
What's the best gig you've ever done? Well, let me tell you.
That's his gig. Let's start this video. Let's start this.
So what's he? You got to tell me what's the sort of setup here.
White dude wearing for us by us black company sneakers at a KKK rally.
And is it what Confederate flag KKK thing?
Yes.
Wow, they like
that.
He's
got a FUBU.
You know, I had a T-shirt with the Confederate flag on it. It was like a rock band I bought in East London.
You're welcome for that. Oh, sorry.
I just thought it was like an American.
And you wore it.
Thing.
You wore.
Well, I wore it for like 2 days until one of my friends was like, "That's a Confederate flag." You realize that's like a racist,
very
kind of fucking thing. So I got rid of it.
Wait, I swear to God, Jeff.
My underwear is racist.
I gave it to my grandmother instead. I gave it to my granny to wear.
Anything without sleeves on, he's gonna wear it. I think we know that.
Yeah.
That's true.
All right, let's play the tape. Let's play it. Here we go.
And I have the right in the Constitution. Hey. You've got the right to voice your opinion.
It's not worth it, man. All right, well, I voice my opinion.
It's
not.
And I have the right of mine.
Get out of here while you can.
He's got the right. The right.
Sir, rally's this way, folks. One thing I'd like to mention.
Hey, rally's this way, y'all.
Keep it positive. The rally's this way.
Keep it positive. Keep it positive. Oh, fucking.
He's got the right in the Constitution.
Excuse me, sir.
He's going to ask him right here.
Sorry to bother you. I'm George Chidi. Good to meet you. I just wanted to mention.
He knows.
I didn't know if you were aware. The shoot. All right, I know you came here. It's the Ku Klux Klan and whatever.
I'm not here for the Klans, but I'm here for Southern America.
Yeah.
That's right. It's just a barbecue. Cook off.
They do have good barbecue.
She's my old lady. The only thing I wanted to mention is that the shoes that you're wearing.
Yeah, what's the matter with it?
Well, that's
right. Well, sir, they're nigger
shoes.
What's
the matter with the shoes? Black and white.
The brand FUBU. FUBU stands for... It stands for us, by us.
Yes. I appreciate that.
Created it as a brand for African-American pride, essentially.
African-American wearing them shoes that you probably wore were designed by a white man back in the 1920s.
Oh.
But does that make you stop wearing them shoes because a white man designed them?
Okay.
I don't care if a black man designed my shoes.
I find it interesting, though, that, like...
I find it interesting he's got no teeth.
I tried to say that a while ago. I hate not you, but I hate what your people are doing to this country.
My people. Fair enough.
Are you not black?
Hey.
Take care, sir.
That was hilarious.
Wow, I didn't realize the guy talking was black this whole time.
Who, the guy who
got approached? He's so white.
But see, isn't that great? Like, these people are that racist that this black guy talking to them is so like, excuse me, sir, pardon me. That is an African. I thought it was a white guy talking.
No, I don't know. I don't know who was talking.
He was like the guy Richard talking. Was he was black. a black guy.
Guy. Nothing. That's what really ruined a fun word like nigger like that, because it doesn't get you like. When people go, this is what white people get taught, or this is certainly what I was told when I was younger lot of people. Your cousin's joke, you know, there's black people and there's niggers.
Right.
Okay? Yeah. A lot of people get taught that. Okay? Which maybe would be fair enough. But guess what? You just get called a nigger whichever one you are. It don't matter. Like, that guy, he's going to call that guy a nigger later.
Yeah.
And the guy sounds like fucking, you know, Charlie Rose, basically. Like,
yeah. Because he was approached, you saying he going to say that? Or just because you don't separate black people in the first place?
There's not like a thing where you could be like respectable enough to not be a nigger if someone's mad.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Just like if you're white, it's just like you white fucking trash.
Do you ever like, do you call people honkies? Do you ever like, oh, cracker or stuff
I
like
wish.
That? Do you ever,
that'd be hilarious.
Do you ever like,
outside of a dumb joke, maybe, but.
Really?
I just call them fucking assholes.
Do you never like, have you never been like driving a car and like a white guy's cut you out and you got a fucking honky cracker piece of shit?
No, not since 1976.
You're alive in 1976.
You cracker ass white bread huckleberry song bitch.
Wheeze men, you cracker barrel cracker.
Wheeze men.
So what do you, so when you get angry at a white guy, when a white guy's pissed you off.
Yeah.
Do you just think
he's an asshole, right?
Are you like blind to his race?
No, yeah, I'm probably blind to his race. That don't mean I'm blind to saying dumb shit that I shouldn't say. I might call him a faggot.
There you go.
Yeah. Okay, so yeah.
But not like a self-respecting faggot who actually sucks dick. Somebody who won't suck a dick. You know, every faggot.
By the way, I don't like give a shit. First of all, I don't give a shit if you said the word once.
You try to say anything that's going to make somebody angry when you're in an argument.
It's weird because, I'm not going to lie and say that I haven't been guilty in the past of like, you know, I do it whether it's a white skinhead van driving builder.
Right.
You know, I think you fucking fat-headed white piece of shit, like, because he encompasses everything that's the worst thing about that culture, about white skinhead, basically that guy, that KKK guy,
right?
And so I'll compartmentalize him, my anger at that aspect.
If
there's a young little Asian guy, and by Asian I mean like Indian in England, there's a young little Asian guy driving his mum and dad's BMW around, and he cuts me up and he's like, fuck you, man. Then I'll go, little fucking Asian piece of shit, like that. and because he's the worst version of that stereotype. Like, but then if it's just like a, you know what I mean? And that, and
do you
I've
say
been
it so he can
that.
Hear it? Because I think you just
no,
want him to be angry
not.
About
yeah,
it.
Yeah, maybe talk
not.
Louder.
And then as soon as it comes out of my, it comes out into my brain for a second, I'm like, does that make me racist that I think that I think that in that instant?
You might just like to describe stuff.
You 5'6" Indian son of a.
Listen,
you Capricorned motherfucker.
Being racist.
But ultimately, it's a bad driver.
Yeah, but listen,
not,
right.
Not a black bad driver, or a white bad driver, or that's what an I Asian would, bad driver. Do you know what I mean? It's like it's a bad driver.
Being racist is a very specific thing. It's probably the most overused. Most people are bigots,
right?
Okay?
Yeah,
but very few people are racist. That's a hardcore thing.
What do you have to? How, what do you have to do to be racist?
It takes work.
Teach me. How do I? What do I have to do?
Well,
to be considered?
Well, you're doing fine so far.
You gotta
keep
like,
driving.
You gotta like not wear FUBU sneakers and shit. Like it's, you know, racists have to work at it because this is a very mixed culture.
Right.
Yeah. And if you want to be a separate whatever, like it's almost impossible to do that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You gotta have a compound and go out to Montana or whatever the fuck they do.
You gotta be aware of everything you do if you really want to be a hardcore racist.
But saying shit in anger, a lot of people get caught saying shit in anger, which is what usually, you know, the hidden tape or whatever. A lot of shit like that is something said in anger. I don't even count that. Like,
well, it's ignorance, isn't it? It's just a moment of ignorance.
Not,
it's
listen,
a moment of ignorance,
like,
really.
If I've been in bad enough of a mood over something, I've said a million and one evil fucking things because...
I've heard them.
Yeah, but not because of any belief I had, but because what's the worst thing that can come out of my mouth right now because I'm enraged?
Right.
And then I say it.
But that's
and
why we
got to
have self-control. That's why as adults...
It's whether you believe in it after the fact.
As adults, you got to have self-control.
Right, so in public, if you fuck up, fine. What happens now is at my home where I don't really have to have that... Like, if I'm privately
you know,
at home, I don't... Now it's like fair game, like, whoa, you said it in your house, gotcha.
You know, even with the Donald Sterling thing, I always said that it was bullshit because they taped him in his own house. And if anything, you should be able to say what the fuck you want to say in your house. I don't care how
ratchet
it is.
Well, they should have got him on the shit he
did. Where did Hulk Hogan say his thing? Where did he say
it? On his sex tape. It was that sex tape that came out. And he's talking about Brooke.
His daughter.
By the way, don't we have a thing about Brooke, too?
He's
talking about his daughter. He goes, which is hilarious. She had that stupid singing career. Every dumb rich bitch.
Yeah, Brooke Hogan. She actually came out with that. She came out with a new statement saying, "Listen, she dealt with racism too. Like black people would say that she a big white something, or they said that white people would smell like bologna." She equated that to fucking century of fucking.
You think Brooke's pussy smells like bologna, dude?
$5 of bologna.
But who was the guy she was dating that was black?
You got to bite like the red shit off the tip of the tip of her pussy, like that red, that plastic.
Yeah, that bologna.
Ah, I left some plastic on there.
Brooke, there's still casing on this pussy.
The red plastic casing got caught in my.
She goes. Brooke said, "In my father's defense, the guy I dated was a huge nigger." No, that's not she. He made this whole thing about how he didn't like she was dating a black guy. He goes, "You know, Brooke switched sides on me." He goes, "You know, I'd rather she was dating an NBA nigger." I said something like that, right?
Yeah,
but it was some private thing about how he didn't like her being with a black guy, which...
He wasn't saying black guy, though. He was saying nigger.
But honest to God, if a white father didn't say that in his own home, I would be frightened. You know what I mean? A middle-aged white man of Hulk Hogan's
age... No, he shouldn't say that to his daughter. Your daughter should be able to love
him. He didn't say it to his daughter. He said it privately to a chick he's fucking. His daughter, go ahead and fuck the guy.
And how did this come out?
Privately,
did she record him?
Because this piece of shit that he fucked... She had this thing where she wanted to watch it later to masturbate, so she recorded him secretly. That's the story.
Yeah, she's awful. So he's just got bad choice in women rather than being
out and out
racist.
Said,
but you know what the best part of this entire story, actually, because I saw a little bit on Twitter, was the fact that people started posting photos to him, like black fans, going like, "Hey, listen, you know, Hulk, we're on your side, man. We know you're not a racist. Don't worry, dude." And people kept posting and posting and posting, and one guy posted a photo of Drake with... who was it? Drake with like Kevin Hart or something, and was like, "Don't worry, man. Me and my dad know that you're not a racist." And Hulk Hogan retweeted it.
No, that's
it. And it's got like 500,000 retweets now.
That's
too funny.
Because he didn't know.
Because
it's Drake
thing,
and Kevin
the
Hart.
Same thing I do on Twitter, which is I just retweet any compliment, whatever it is.
Yeah.
I don't even look.
Yeah.
He did that because that thing about Barack Obama said nigger too. That was a
dumb thing to say.
Another guy said that, and Hulk just retweeted it. It wasn't something Hulk said.
Right.
He just like he did with that. He was just like, "Thanks, guys. Thanks for support." I guess when he said he's going to let God take control, he meant of his Twitter account.
I mean, it's disappointing that he said it. I was a fan of Hulk Hogan growing up. Who wasn't? We all grew up in his fucking country. Well,
you probably
No, I was a fan of Hulk Hogan. I used to like a little bit of
so
WWF.
We all love them, and it's disappointing.
Back when he was WWF.
If you're a white thing. Fan and somebody black said that you loved, you'd be like, that's fucked up shit. I watch all these movies or something.
Listen, that's what I'm talking about. When
so on a personal level, it's like, what the fuck?
But well, listen, like the musical Lauryn Hill. I used to very much enjoy the Fugees and Lauryn Hill, and then she decided she hated all white people.
Well,
right?
She was right about that.
I thought that wasn't really true, though. But whatever.
I think she actually said, I don't want white people to buy my music.
Like, I don't think that. Yeah,
she did.
She went through tax problems. So who with tax problems would say that?
I don't want white dollars.
You need all the white dollars you can get, bitch.
Who on earth would say that? That's why I don't believe it.
I don't believe it either.
But look, the whole
thing. That's because once you said it, the IRS started investigating her, because they're all white people working at the IRS, probably.
Well, a lot of them.
They're like, hey, I gave her a lot of dollars.
Oh, well, we'll show her, shall we?
Yeah, but that's a good American accent. But what do you call it? He should have apologized. This is what I don't understand. People get caught saying shit or whatever, especially racist shit. Just because in my experience as a guy who has said everything, black people are, to generalize black people, are pretty forgiving. Honestly, that's what I
found. If you own your shit.
Right.
If you own your shit.
There you go.
Black people are the most forgiving people on the planet. Nigga, okay. The history shows it.
So listen, Sherrod. So remember... this guy used to work at the cellar, that doorman, Quasi?
Oh, Quasi, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So we were talking about, remember that kid that he got, it was a hate crime thing because somebody had robbed his friend, this black kid, and then he was beating him with a bat, and he was going, what's up, nigga, while he's hitting him with the bat. And it was a hate crime, and his defense was, I wasn't saying nigger, I was saying nigga. And it didn't fly. Okay?
Yeah, no.
But if the guy...
So he was getting into his grammar. Terrible grammar.
I don't think he works for
that, does it?
This is what Quasi said. He's like, look, man, if you get in a fight with somebody, people say all kinds of shit. You're in a fight. If he had said, this guy robbed my friend and I was mad and trying to be hurtful saying this, people would get that. Man.
Yes,
I have to believe
that.
People would understand that. So if I was Hulk Hogan, I'm like, listen... I don't want anybody fucking my daughter. It was some dumb shit that I said. I feel bad to, especially my fans that were young, who were hurt thinking that's not a thing I think. I was talking out my ass fucking so, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
Just
honesty.
He's not addressing the thing which is a lot of little black kids grew up with him, a white guy as their hero, who's Hulk Hogan. And
I'm one of
he's
them.
Not acknowledging that.
Yeah.
So that's all you have to do is acknowledge that.
Yep.
And people they don't care.
Yep.
Dog the Bounty
Owning
Hunter
mistakes.
Got his.
Owning your mistakes.
Dude, Dog the Bounty Hunter. I love when Dog the Bounty Hunter got in trouble because his shit was way worse. Dog the Bounty Hunter, his own son.
I heard that phone call.
Yeah, his son recorded him as like revenge because he had a black girlfriend, and Dog the Bounty Hunter didn't want him dating her just in case she came around the office and goes, "You know we say nigger here. I don't want to lose everything I have because some nigger heard me say nigger." He says this to his son. Okay.
Yeah.
Now that's worse than the last 9 people that got caught. I think that's worse than all of them, and he's still working.
Yeah.
But you know what he did?
Is he still on TV?
Yes. Well, he's a bounty hunter, so that's number one.
And he's all about Jesus, isn't he? He's like,
well, he's that's why it's so shitty of him to be
not
saying
nigga
that.
Jesus.
See, that's why I would hold it against him more. He's not. He's for He-Man Jesus, not fake or Jesus.
Yeah, he was a mess.
Remember, there was a fake He-Man who was purple named Fake Or.
Was it?
Yeah, his enemy. That's how I think of Black Jesus.
Jesus is the real
as a
Jesus.
Fake purple Jesus.
No, Black Jesus is the real Jesus, son of a bitch.
Fake or
some white man walking around in the Middle East.
I got a T-shirt with Black Jesus on it.
I went to Notre Dame in France, and the church is Black Jesus carved in the wall there.
Yeah.
It's like only we get the fucking lies. Listen,
it's just not dirty. That
here's what Jesus.
No, it's bronze.
First
bronze,
of all,
just like his skin, whitey.
Can I tell you my philosophy on Jesus?
I love how white people try to keep that. They can't
listen.
They can't take it that Jesus was a black dude. Can't take it.
I don't think.
Who
I think
cares?
He's
just Savior. Who cares?
Hold on.
I got a 5-minute bit about how I look like him, so I have to keep him white.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it doesn't work.
Well, then
that's the reason why.
Here's my philosophy: it's your imaginary friend. Make him whatever color you want.
There you go.
Okay. Hey.
So you said he wasn't a real person?
No, he was definitely real.
He was a real person.
Jesus was a real person. Yeah.
Likely he was, but there's not enough hard proof of. But I think probably he was.
No, there's some historical.
Because why would you make up that many lies about a guy who never even existed? But secondly,
to control an entire
whatever his race was, whatever the
fucking people that lived there at the time look like who were Jews. So he probably looked like fucking...
Some were Jews, not all were Jews, because why would everybody there be Jewish?
Jesus was a Jew, though.
I know, Jesus was a Jew, okay. But everybody wasn't Jewish.
So he probably looked like
fucking... And everybody was mixing
hot,
it up.
He probably looked like Hot Tim.
Religion came... Let me just remind you, religion came after fucking.
He looked like
so
ISIS.
So everybody was already
like
mixing
ISIS.
It up over there okay, before look, religion came into picture.
I'm saying...
He looked like a member of ISIS. Yes, yeah, a member of ISIS.
You just got to what I... You just got what
Jesus was a member of ISIS. I'm glad we can all agree.
But not the English dude. Not the English member who be cutting people's heads off. Because he's just a white dude on the scarf.
Jeff just hit on what I was trying to get to.
He just had no black friends, so he went over there. He's like, this is the way I'm going to do it. I'm going to like chop some heads off so I can be accepted finally.
Oh, I get that.
Did you see the thing about historical Jesus where they go, what did Jesus probably look like? And they had all these experts.
Right.
And they made a sculpture of what he probably looked like.
Beautiful eyes.
He looked like Osama bin Laden. I swear to God, when it was done, it looked like a bust of Osama bin Laden.
Middle Eastern, man. He's going to kind of out there.
But so he's not black. I don't know why you keep saying he's black. Like, he's not.
The cab pass him by?
he's driving the cab.
And
Jesus
they pass
is the driver.
And when they get off, they got to take the subway.
I like Jesus trying to hail a donkey and then
Jesus,
going, not today.
No, he's driving the donkey passing Shrine.
No,
that is Jesus.
But they pass themselves too. That's
he
the whole
definitely
complaint
a black
about
man. He was
drivers.
Out there washing the feet of prostitutes. He was doing all sorts of like black man stuff.
Thank
you know
you.
What I mean? He's like, hey baby, what's up? You want me to wash your
black
feet?
Men
you know,
don't
like,
wash
how
the
many
feet
people,
of
how many,
prostitutes.
How many white people do you know give
once.
A woman a foot rub?
That's
I've only
rich,
ever seen black men
white,
give women
I
a foot rub.
I rub I
of course you
on
do,
a subway.
You're a black man. Jesus, black man, definitely. 100%.
Rich, white guys pay to be dominated by shit. I can't imagine a fucking. A black guy would be a pimp of that. He wouldn't. You would do that.
What?
Pay for a whore and rub her feet.
I already have.
Really?
Many a time. I rub damn near every whore's foot that I fucking banged.
If I'm paying.
Because I want them to get ready
feet.
For this rape, nigga. There's a lot of violence coming. So I'm going to ease them into it with payment and foot rub. And then elbows. It's all elbows and no eye contact.
Listen, guys. If anyone's listening, Sherrod is just quoting black Jesus from the scriptures.
And the good book says, rub a bitch's feet before you choke her out. We're going to take a break.
That's from the book of 1st Anthony.
We're
going 244.
Race Wars, we'll be right back, man. Break time.
Race Wars. We'll be right back.
Hey, that was fun, wasn't it, Sherrod?
It was great fun.
During this break, why don't you take some time to go on harrys.com and use the promo Race Wars to get $5 off a shaving kit from Harry's.
Yeah,
it's a month of shaving.
Go right now, $5 off, use the promo code Race Wars, and you get $5 off. It's only $10.
How often can you bring up the phrase Race Wars and something good happens?
Yes, promo code Race Wars. Promo code Race Wars. Promo
Harry's
code
razors.
Race Wars. Use it. Use it.
Cannot promote it enough.
We are back with more Race Wars with Sherrod Small and Kurt Metzger.
Like, I didn't do a concert tour.
I really don't.
It wasn't me.
He was sold out in the
Bahamas.
Wasn't me.
I did have a do. And then.
It wasn't me.
She said that I did. And then it's over.
It wasn't me.
And then I said, what are you doing now? And then, are you thirsty? And then.
It wasn't me.
I sat there and then said the thing. And I said it to them. I said, what is this?
It wasn't me.
Sit down. Just have fun. Do your thing, please. And then sit there. Oh, boy. Here it comes. So you thirsty? Drink the thing. I just sat there and
Wait, now Dr. Cosby.
Yes.
You saw the magazine cover, right?
I saw it.
You recognize those women? The incredible? What's going on with that?
When I saw the cover and the look, I said, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. 13.
It wasn't me.
14.
Wait, okay.
15.
We know how many.
16.
God damn it, Doctor.
17. 18. 19.
It wasn't me.
20. 21. 22. 23.
We know how many.
24. Shut up, I'm not finished. 25. 26. Oh, boy. 27. 28. 29. 30. You know I was on Sesame Street. 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38.
Wasn't me.
39. 40. 41.
How many? The
more the dope, 42.
Only he knows. Only he knows how
43,
many.
43. 44. 45. 46. They were on the front. I saw it. And I counted.
What?
I think Camille knows. Dr. Huxtable. I am a guy in the college.
Don't
forget. It wasn't me. It wasn't me.
There we go. Yes.
Hey.
What's the
part? Too funny.
Yeah, that's
welcome
a
back, Race Wars.
That
was the wonderful Godfrey.
That was beautiful.
Doing Dr. Cos. There wasn't me remix.
Yeah, a fan. Wait,
put the
I want
thing
to get a
in my
name.
Drink.
Oh, yeah, the fan remix that was a big, the Race Wars remix. Wasn't
Ian
me, Shaggy's.
Ian Ellis.
Yes.
And he drew this good picture, this cool picture, too.
Yeah, Ian is a big
this
fan.
A
I told
logo.
Him.
Wow,
yeah.
Look at that.
Ian Ellis. Yeah.
Ian's coming in. When he comes to New York, he's going to come to the studio and see a live
show.
He's
got super talented.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, well done,
guess
Ian
what?
Ellis. You can
send
make music.
Send us cool shit, and you can come see a live show.
Draw beautiful pictures.
Cool shit. We still got Jeff Leach in the house. Jeff, you happy to be here?
I am very happy to be here. I'm enjoying myself immensely.
Thanks for coming, man.
Wasn't me.
Wasn't my.
41.
Well, we have a,
so what's this Schumer thing you want to talk about?
Oh yeah, the Schumer Gunker. Let's we're gonna go to a caller real fast before we go to that. We're gonna go to Audrey in Memphis. Audrey, you there, baby?
Yes. How are you?
How's it going?
Oh, doing good. Been sitting here holding on for you guys. For
Audrey, where are
doing
your parents?
Good.
You sound like a child. Are you sure you should be calling in the show?
Oh, my goodness. I have a 15-year-old and a 12-year-old.
That didn't answer the question. Day. Are you a child?
Are you American? Do you have a series on TLC? Like, I'm sure somewhere.
I'm 33.
Ah, nice. Well, congratulations. You sound very young and fresh. I don't know what am I saying?
Yeah, Jeff, come
so
on.
So creepy.
But
I'm
she
so
liked
sorry.
It. She liked that sexy voice.
No, I know. It's really creepy. See, this is the thing. British accent, you can get away with saying anything. I'm basically just asking her when she's fresh.
Yeah, the
have you douched today?
Even when you said it wasn't me, I was like, it wasn't him.
It wasn't me. It wasn't me.
Audrey, what's up? What's going
up?
On?
What's going on with you?
Well, you were talking earlier about the gypsies, and it cracked me up because we have, and I've never seen it myself, like anywhere else, but in Memphis, Tennessee, there's this huge trailer park where they have shrines of their children.
Yeah.
Huge shrines where they put their pictures out.
Right.
As if they passed away, children who passed away.
Yeah, so they have like jewelry and jewels on it and candles and all kinds of stuff because they're basically trying to, I mean, in essence, sell the daughter with the dowry. And so whenever a man or the guy decides to, marry the daughter or picks the daughter, then they're taking basically the person who cooks and cleans and, all this kind of stuff.
Right, but hold on. The shrine is not to sell your daughter, right? What's the shrine for?
That's what it's for, it's to promote them.
Oh, so it's not
for
dead kids.
Not dead.
It's not dead
Wait,
kids.
Are they dead? That'd be fucked up.
No, it's not dead. Okay. Then it's not for dead kids. It's kids trying to get married.
Alive.
Right, okay.
It's almost like their version of eHarmony.
Right.
Yeah.
It's their J-Day.
But
it's
in a trailer park.
Look how many rings you're going to get. That's how I got all the rings I own.
I've married six.
Yeah. I married six gypsy girls to get these rings. And,
it's like the bigger the better it is, the more money you seem to have.
Right. Audrey, have you ever been tempted to do the same thing for your daughter? Like come prom time, just sort of drive down to the school, park up outside with a big, box of loot in the back and be like, this is what you could get if you ask her to prom.
That could work.
She's 15. You've got a couple of years to, get some shit together, I think.
You know what, Audrey, a lot of people don't know about Tennessee.
Audrey doesn't know what to say to me.
Well, listen, I know what to
She's
say
fascinated.
To Audrey. Because Tennessee, believe it or not, has a whole, and you might know this already, Audrey, right?
She's from,
Yeah, Tennessee has a lot of weirdo little enclaves of stuff like it'll be a gypsy settlement or Hare Krishnas. Like my cousins who are Hare Krishna, they lived in Tennessee in this place. And everyone was Hare Krishna the whole time.
I don't trust Hare Krishnas. He's so happy all the time.
Well, you know what they are? They're Jehovah's Witnesses of Hindus, basically.
Yeah.
They really are. And then there's also, there's this place I go to, the Yellow Kitchen or something. It's in Nashville. Do you know what I'm talking about, Audrey? And it's run by, yeah, it's a good restaurant, but it's run by like a cult.
Is it near Printer's Alley?
I don't know if it's near Printer's Alley. It's in Nashville.
You don't want to go there on the day that they're doing their special on Punch, do you?
No, they all look like Jeff Leach, but in robes, the guys. And they bring it. And,
yeah,
and
be
it's
careful
like,
when they're getting everyone around and they're like, we've got a happy hour. It's this big giant Punch. Everyone has to drink from the same bowl. It's going to be great.
So they look like. I'll be back there in October. I was just there on the 4th. I'll be back in October, so I'll definitely have to check it out.
I'm coming to Chattanooga, so go there, Audrey.
Completely different than Nashville and Chattanooga. I mean, Tennessee, each area, I mean, from Memphis, Nashville, and Chattanooga are all completely different.
Yeah.
And then in between, yeah. I mean, it is night and day.
Yeah.
I mean, it's crazy.
The South is not how everybody thinks it is. You got to be in specific spot. Like the South, everybody,
definitely.
The South that everybody's like really mocking when they think of like the, that is mostly like Mississippi, Alabama.
But like the small towns, it's not even a big towns.
Yeah.
It's like that's small town thinking.
I'm on the border of like, my house is technically in Mississippi, but I could walk down the street and I'm in Tennessee. And I could drive 15 minutes, and I'm in Arkansas.
And all those locations, there's no black people.
It sounds like paradise in every direction. Gotta go.
No, actually, Sherrod, I'm the minority.
Oh, now I'm liking this story. Mm. Audrey.
I am.
You ever had a taste? You ever had a little black taste in your life?
Well, actually, both of my children are mixed, and they're boys.
Boom. So
are you from that Cheerios
out.
Commercial?
This is going to work.
You guys are so adorable in that.
Sorry about the tweets that you got.
I apologize for my YouTube comments. I've had time to think, and you know what? I'm happy for you.
That's amazing. That's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing.
Yeah. So, but yeah, I mean, it's here, like how you were talking about the racism and things like that. Here, it's more accepted,
mm-hmm.
and even though you're in the South than other
right.
areas.
I agree.
I mean, I'm from Montgomery.
No, you know where it's really scary?
And it's horrible there.
Or not scary, but
where? Is it? Montgomery is horrible?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's the deep South. Most of the South, though, is almost like they're trying to not be. It's like when you meet Germans in modern times, and they're like so not Nazis.
Yeah.
And you're like, you want to make jokes about it to them, but they're like not. That's a lot of the South.
But
it ain't
like
that.
The South is more racist than the North. That's a misconception people
no,
try
no.
to sell.
Forget South, North, West. Go to
more
Montana.
West.
Go to Billings, Montana or someplace. That is where it's like, it's not rednecks. Because rednecks are kind of fun, man. It's shit kickers.
Speak for yourself.
This is like the weirdest racist tourist board speaker. If you want really good racism, you got to go.
Can I tell you something?
These days, you want to head north.
I should be a travel guide for some delicious racism.
That's what we're going to put up on the website.
like a shit kicker is a different thing. Redneck, you can do all kinds of fun shit with them, and they'll hang out with black people. It's more like pageantry, the racism. But if you go to like where I was in Montana, that's where people think for real that Obama's a Muslim. Like not in the way you say it because you just mean a different thing that you can't say, which is nigger. Like, I need a two-syllable word that means brown. He's a Muslim.
I call him Cinnabon.
But that's where people think that shit for real. And also, all these people were missing limbs, random people I meet from like farm accidents. You know, because a lot of people work on farms.
Right.
So I met like three or at least five people that either had a metal leg or a metal arm while I was there. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Ugh.
By the way, really attractive women there.
I believe it.
Yeah, like when they say corn fed.
Oh, yeah.
Say that again, Audrey.
To like one-legged attracted women and stuff like that.
Oh, I would.
I mean, I like a cyborg.
I saw this girl walking down the street with.
Give him a little spin.
I used to watch a lot of sci-fi movies. I would be into that.
Yeah, for some Total Recall pussy, dude. I was walking down the street and I'll take Quado pussy. She had like a Quado arm.
Oh, that big long fucking
TRP.
Listen, if you got a nice ass, but then like a smaller person growing out of your stomach, that's fine.
You're both sucking me off.
Yeah.
That little stuff. Baby hair
I'll
coming out.
I'll finish up in your fetal twin.
This is a menage.
This got really horrible. This conversation.
I've always heard that, and have never understood why men are so attracted to pregnant women.
There's something
so
fertile about it.
Hit on me than when I was pregnant, which I was. I mean, I only weighed 105 pounds when I got pregnant.
Stop showing off.
Only gained a little bit, but I was still
you know, I was fit. I walked 5 miles a day and everything else, and it was just like,
Audrey, I'm going to come. You have to stop.
I know the booty was looking right with those two half black kids.
I
know that.
Hot as hell, Audrey.
Yeah, you sound good, Audrey.
She's 33. And she only looks 21.
Yeah.
She's got, she got a prosthetic limb.
Oh, yeah, Audrey, wait, I know you.
She weighs nothing.
You sent me a pic. Yeah. That's right. You sent me a pic.
You have a pic of Audrey?
Oh, yes.
Will you send it to me when you're done using it?
Okay. I'll clean it off before I send it over.
Audrey, thank you for calling.
Audrey, you're the best.
All right. You guys have a good night.
We'll talk to you soon.
I feel like, somewhere in Audrey's attic, there's a picture of Audrey that's aging. Well, she doesn't.
Well, she doesn't?
Yeah.
Yeah. She seems like she works out all the time, though.
Yeah, she sounds great.
Yeah. She definitely works out. Yeah.
On that dick. No, no. By the way, you know you're talking about the punch bowl? The Jim Jones. I didn't know this. I just found it out recently. Oh. Did you know Jim Jones, when he had him drink that Kool-Aid, Sherrod? What's going on?
Wait, hold on. We just did two.
Oh, we're looking for a call.
Oh, I didn't hang it up yet? No. Okay. There we go.
All right.
This dumb Sherrod's
learning
this
how
mouse,
to use our
this
show.
This mouse is the worst.
Yeah, I hate when it's like that.
Look at that. Nothing. Is it this one?
Oh my God!
Oh, this is
Derek. Can you hit?
It's doing the same thing it did last week again.
Right, well, let them fix it.
Oh, there we go.
Oh,
there we go.
All right, you know the Kool-Aid, Sherrod?
Yes.
The poison Kool-Aid Jim Jones gave his followers at Jonestown.
Yes, it was delicious. What about it?
Yeah, it wasn't Kool-Aid. I always thought that was like the worst PR for Kool-Aid. You know,
yeah.
Like,
what was it?
It was the cheap brand Flavor-Aid. He didn't spring for Kool-Aid. He got the cheap generic shit.
Yeah, if you're gonna kill him, why would you spring for the good stuff?
We'll just take some of that poison taste away.
We got somebody on line four. Let's go to him. We're going to go to line four. Line four, what's up?
Yeah, I've been listening to the show. It's the first time I've listened to it. I listened to Opie and Jimmy and Sherrod, and I like it.
Okay.
But Kurt keeps making references to Montana being some super racist.
Okay, what's your name, brother? What's your name?
Sam.
Sam, are you from Montana?
But where? Where in Montana? Yeah. Billings?
No, I'm from Helena.
Okay, I was only in Billings. And when I got to Billings, and I made a lot of friends in Billings. I'm not like, we could still be friends just because I met so many like dum-dums there. But the kid that booked me on the show was Laotian, and he had grown up there, okay? He was like a popular guy. He played football in school.
Okay.
Laotian, it's like, I don't even know where it is. It's like some kind of Asian thing. But, two of his girlfriends had taken him aside, their fathers, and said, listen, we really like you a lot, man, but you can't marry our daughter because you're not white. Like, in a very polite way.
You know, I don't have a problem with that.
They gave him a Hulk Hogan polite speech, and then I went on their
because
local...
the kid's going to do what they want.
Well, I went on their local TV station. I brought it up. I'm like, what's wrong with you people? You should... Look at this guy. He's fucking. He's got a job. He's got a nice car. Like, right. They got so uncomfortable when I brought it up, I talked about it on stage, and people got mad. Then I said something about Billings, and this kid wanted to fight me. Like this young dude jumped up to fucking fight me. I'm like, why would you fight because I made fun of your town? Like, how inbred are you?
People do that.
That you would. Yeah. If you would fight, dude. If you would get in a fight over your dumb town that I made fun of, you are too stupid to breed. Like, you need to be sterilized. You could say whatever you want about anywhere I live. Why would you fight over where you live?
Because he knows he's never going to get out of
that's
place.
Every war.
Yeah, no, that's what I said. I'm like, don't you want to one day live to see Idaho or something? Like,
but every war that America ever had is because motherfuckers was talking some kind of shit.
You, like, what I'm saying is, you live in Montana. Like, why would you even feel the need to defend? Like, if you go, New York's a cesspool. I don't give a fucking
shit. Yeah, I wouldn't
care
if you said that. Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
I pay too much rent to live in a goddamn, the worst building in the world. Like, why would you bother defending where you live like that? If it's, unless it's America as a whole.
But Sam is taking issue with you saying that Montana is racist.
I'm saying it's a different kind of racism.
Right.
And it's where you're, and it's not just Montana. It's in South Dakota. I was there too. I met two people that are building.
Let's actually see what Sam is talking about. Sam, what is
building a bunker kind of racism. Do you understand? So, I'm building a bunker.
That, yes, that kind of racism. Yeah.
There's more of that there than the South. Does that make sense, Sam, or no?
Sam?
I think he hung up.
Sam, did you kill yourself?
Sam had enough. He was just like, oh, God.
Kurt pissed him off.
Yeah, that was it.
You really pissed him off. He was from a different part of Montana, and you trying to take a brush.
I don't think that.
Everybody's racist in Montana.
I think he's packing his bags. He's going, getting ready to move.
Move here.
You know, that's why I made friends. Remember my buddy Crank Williams?
Yeah.
That big fucking
crazy
guy? That's why I made friends with him in Montana. He's from the South. So it was like me and him versus Montana, it felt like.
Okay.
I got to shoot guns at his property. It was pretty fun.
How did they react to the jokes and stuff? When
okay, so this will happen.
Because that's when you can tell why Kurt hates somebody. Maybe they wasn't reacting right to the
you
jokes.
You know, it really is that predictable.
Did they Williamsburg
you? You know how many people, by the way, somebody has started to make fun of here? I'm like, well, he said I was funny once, so he's cool.
Yes.
Lay off him, guys. Yes. He's all right.
It's easy to buy favor with you.
So I'm that arrogant that I judge you. I really will judge your entire town based on how well I did on the weekend.
As you should.
As I should.
I always judge like that. If I bomb, this town sucks.
Oh, I remember what happened. Okay, so this was actually my fault. I made a mistake. You know, so that Laotian kid that put the show together?
Right.
So the parents, supposedly, of that girl who told him he wasn't good enough for there.
Right.
And so I got on stage, but they weren't there. Some other people. But this is what turned the crowd on me. I go, can you believe they said he can't marry their daughter? I go, they should get on their fucking shit kicker knees and stick their dumb noses into his yellow asshole and say, please, sir, please impregnate our fucking inbred freckle titted daughter so that we have something that's not just like a balloon with red hair come out of our white trash family. So I did that on stage and the crowd didn't go along with me.
Because they were sitting next to them, it was like this. He talk about us, you know.
Oh, yeah. And then the people got up to leave. Now, this is my fault.
That's terrific.
I thought this were the parents that didn't want him with their daughter, okay? But later I found out it wasn't. But the woman had like a limp, like a gimpy foot, okay?
Right.
And I go, what are you, fucking too good for him? You got a gimpy foot? You need him to fix your family's feet.
Wow.
And then they started to walk out, and she was like dragging. And I started dragging my foot along the stage.
Oh, Kurt.
Following them.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that's a bit...
Kurt, you went too far.
They were nice. We talked about it after. I make a lot of friends that way.
You're an animal. Yeah, that's how we met. But hey, gimpy dick. You. I was dragging my dick on the ground. You made fun.
No, first of all, anybody with a handicap, I will immediately go after in the audience because, in this case, no. But generally...
Because you think you can take him in a fight.
Thank you, Jude. It's like he's reads my mind.
And I mean, that guy's in a wheelchair. I might not be able to outrun him if we're going downhill, no, but I can definitely knock him over and go in the other direction.
I think wheels give you the advantage. I'm not a runner.
That's what I'm saying. Downhill, you're out of luck.
No, because people will ignore, in a crowd, people will ignore anybody with like a disability or something.
Right.
And they love if you talk to them.
I got a whole bit about the word retard, and there was going, like with cerebral palsy, comes to some of my gigs in London. She loves it. And goes great. People can't tell. They think she's angry because she's just thrashing about going, hey.
No, yeah.
But, you know,
she's enjoying it. I just had a guy like that. At a New York Comedy Club.
It's like there's a dude in the city who comes to shows.
You can't tell if someone with cerebral palsy is angry or happy.
I think he was cracking up.
He's great.
His handicap is that it looks like he's always having a great time. I don't know.
Yeah, he's great.
I hope that wasn't his handicap.
Just wasted and having a great time.
I actually hate you. But, like, he looked like I was killing. No, because
that was a seizure. He was having a seizure.
This is the only joke that I have that I really like telling right now. But I always go to the audience because I talk about how great a handicapped hotel room is.
Right.
And I go, if
I. Oh, I always try to take a handicapped room.
Oh, they're beautiful.
Oh, they're the best.
Sure. So I go, I would give anything to be disabled. I'm like, if I ever lose my legs, I'm like, hold on, I want to be positive. When I lose my legs, that's what I said to the handicapped guy.
I always take the handicapped room if I can, because even if you're smoking in there, they ain't going to bug you.
I call ahead and go, hey.
I get no legs.
Hey, I'm smoking in my room. I can't make it outside.
Yes.
Click.
Yes.
I'll be sitting on a bench in the shower.
Weeds for my missing limbs. I'm smoking pot in the hotel room. They don't never bug the fucking the handicap room.
Do you know Josh Blue?
Yes.
The comic. He's a real nice guy, dude.
He's faking it, by the way.
No, I went with him for Thanksgiving. He invited me. I was doing the Mall of America club.
And, in Minnesota or whatever?
Yeah, and I met him doing radio to promote, and he just invited me to his family's house for Thanksgiving because I was away from home. Which they're really nice
people. That's amazing.
Yeah, he's a cool dude, man.
He's a good dude.
So we're smoking weed, and because we got to put the grill together, and his family's like real nice, which means we can't just smoke weed right in front of the family.
Right.
Which, that's what I mean by nice. So we had to go.
And he's going through all that shifting and moving, and they still won't let him smoke?
Hold on, this is the funniest
thing. Fucking selfish family.
Because I asked him. Because first of all, we had to put a grill together. Do you know how hilarious it is to watch Josh Blue put a grill together?
As you put it together, he took it apart with every fucking shake.
Dude, half the grill was on the other neighbor's lawn. And anyway, I mean, it was like ninja stars flying everywhere. He fucking, but he's a funny dude. And I go, this he cracked me up so hard because I go, so does this like help your MS?
Right.
Or what is it? He has cerebral palsy, not MS.
Right. I don't separate those people.
He goes, I'm like, does this like help? Because you know how weeds, like, he goes, no, actually it makes it much worse. And he starts shaking like way more. That's so hilarious. That's how fun weed is. He like, yeah, no, it's terrible for my condition. It's
oh,
like,
is it?
Yeah, it doesn't help him at all. He just likes it.
I guess he smokes it the same reason I smoke it.
Yeah, I don't. Well, he, you know, now I don't know if he smokes at all. This is like maybe like 4 years ago. But his family did were really nice people. It was really cool of them just let me come over and fucking you stay until it got weird.
You never just like make their son's condition worse.
Yeah, and make their and yeah.
You ever met a family who had like a handicap? Not a handicap, but
yeah, a lot.
And then they'd be an asshole family. I never met the asshole family with the kid who got special needs.
Yeah, no, you don't.
There's always nice people because you got to deal with fucking real fucking.
Well, probably have a little perspective, I guess, yeah, in life of what could happen.
So
you know?
Maybe God should give every family a.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I like how people are like, I don't know how I could ever deal with that if that. You know, people say that like if that ever happened. I'm like, what do you mean how you deal? It just happens and then you just do because you don't have a choice. I don't know if I could deal with that. Well, you will.
Well, people give up kids all the time though. They give them up. It's a whole hospital full of fucking.
Well, I meant becoming like losing your legs or a thing like that. Are you talking about?
Oh, like, you mean like if they lost their own legs?
Right, right, right.
Well, you can still crawl to a edge of a bridge.
Fuck it, yeah.
You can still throw yourself off a bridge like this.
I mean, depending on how bad it is for my quality of life, like if someone will agree to like just give me a lot of heroin or something, like if it's real bad.
Oh yeah.
Like if a chimp bites my face off, I should be allowed to have heroin every day. That's my only entertainment.
That should be the law.
They should be giving me clean heroin because I have no face. And would you be so kind as to shoot it in me
every day?
Yeah. Oh, and maybe something to create visuals since I have no face anymore.
Yeah.
You know, some hallucinogens, something fun.
Heroin or meth is the way out if you're terminally ill.
Oh, if I ever have Jeff, if you have your face bit off by a chimp, you don't want to live, right?
Or big girl. I mean, it depends. Yeah, my face is my moneymaker. I'm all style and no substance.
I know, look at that sweet punum.
You know, what a sweet punum.
Yeah, no, I don't know. If my face got hit enough, I don't know. I'd kill the monkey. And then I die.
No, you know what chimps do? First of all, not only do they bite your face off,
they rip your
hands off and your dick.
And your
dick. Go for every possible thing that could bring you joy in life and tear that from your body. That's what they do.
It was that woman, wasn't it? It was that woman who went around to friends house with the old Michael. Yeah, and she like. But I think if you own a chimp, that you know, then you're an idiot. I wish Justin Bieber would get one of those chimps. He likes monkeys, doesn't he?
Wait, now who's the idiot?
Imagine Justin Bieber's face got eaten off. I feel like, you know,
it would be so much high-fiving.
Then I'd believe in God.
You would think the Mets won the World Series again. I'd be high-fiving so many people.
Then I believe in God. That'd be it. Yeah,
it'd be great.
His pet
Justin
monkey.
Bieber. Justin Bieber, like, sorry to like completely change somebody. Just
go ahead.
I started to think about Bieber now.
Yeah, you can't help it.
I spend about an hour or 2 hours every day thinking hateful thoughts about him. Like, you know, a lot of people go,
right? Sexually hateful.
Oh God,
thoughts.
You know, they go, oh well, of course he's like a little arsehole. Of course he's like a little bit of a dick because you know he's had all these things from such. He'd never had a child and he was given so much money and attention. Or he's people around him, blah, blah, blah. That's always the excuse. What if he's just a dick? What if he worked in a McDonald's, he was like pissing in the fucking mop bucket at McDonald's.
Jeff.
And like driving his shitty Subaru around the car park donuts at McDonald's. Like,
it's not
maybe he's just a dick.
Number one, he's Canadian white trash, okay? That's what he comes from.
Yeah.
Close that border.
I wrote for the roast of him, right? And I had to look up all this shit. And I'm watching
You wrote jokes for him to say.
For everyone. He didn't do any of mine, but for everyone.
You knew enough of his history without having to look it up for this job. Don't try to act like you wasn't a fan.
Not this history. Hold on. This is the history I didn't know. Okay. I'm watching these like really old videos of him
when
a little
really
kid.
When he's really young,
And he's like playing, and he's very talented.
Yes.
And by the way, he's fucking adorable, this kid. When he's that young.
Oh, yes. He was the cutest.
Like, and if I had never known who he was and I saw this, I'm like, who's this adorable little kid?
Yeah.
And that's just purely somebody getting rich real young whose parents are like too dumb to really help them like they should. And then all they hang around with is fucking, not even black people like I hang around with. They hang around with like the biggest jerk off, like not from the ghetto, like rich kids like him, but they're black and dressed like, you know.
The only difference they're all 19-year-olds, 18, 19-year-olds with a whole bunch of money. So me and my friends were already assholes at 18 and 19, and we didn't have no loot.
But you know who he's hanging out with? He's hanging out with black kids.
Not for want of trying, am I right?
He's hanging out with like black kids who act like rich white kids who act like black kids.
Yes.
That's who he's hanging out.
Yes. All posers. We got a name for it. Posers.
There you go.
There's a whole group of posers and they fucking posing together. But, you know, let them live. Somebody's going to die soon out of that group.
Yeah. Even if you think of any group you don't like, people don't like whatever, like thugs, like I don't like the, or they don't like, don't know, pick a thing. I don't like rednecks, or I don't like something. 9 times out of 10, if you meet the genuine article of that thing,
it's nothing like that.
You like them a lot.
Yes.
And what it turns out you hate it was someone trying to copy off this person. That's
a
what
phony
I
and a fucking poser.
Yeah.
Yep.
Like, there's a lot of people I met where I'm like, oh, this is like an original dude. Like, I kind of was way off. I just didn't like the genre, people copying him.
It's like a genre of music. Like, when gangster rap came out, it's great. But now you got everybody pretending to do it, and that's what everybody knows it as. It's like, but if you get to the core of anything, it's fucking great until people get their hands on it and make it awful.
Yeah. Straight, are you going to go and see Straight Outta Compton?
Yeah, I'm going to go see it.
Yeah. Me too. I met a guy. I met Gary F. Gray. I met the director.
I'm actually in the movie.
Are you in it?
Yeah,
you...
I play Eazy-E's AIDS. Yeah, that's jump on Eazy-E back and yell, AIDS! AIDS!
He
and
squeezes the life out of poor
squeezes it right out of him. Jerry curled on my face. It was a good role.
Nice.
The role I was born for. AIDS!
I like Paul Giamatti in it because he's a great actor, but the stupid wig they gave him and the eyebrow.
Yeah.
The
but he looks like the dude, though. He looks
like the guy.
Yeah, that's what he looked like. He was a mess.
Why did they leave that guy?
He was robbing him. They had a bad contract
they
with
did.
Him. Yeah.
It wasn't just that Suge Knight was fucked up. It was a really bad contract.
It was both things. And Suge wasn't even involved in it, but they got Suge to get them out of that contract with him. That's when they came in with fucking Guns
and Blazers.
I thought
Easy was the one who was fucking them. It was the guy?
Easy had
together?
The best contract with the dude, and then because the dude was only paying Easy, and everybody else wasn't getting money. That's what it was.
Is Easy the guy who started it all, or were they all equal in it?
Yeah, he was the biggest one out of all of them. He was the star before any of them was anything. But yeah, it's complicated. But O'Shea breaks it down. O'Shea, that's Ice Cube.
Let's talk about this thing you want to talk about.
What?
You know, with Amy with the guns.
Oh, yeah. So what's going on? I just saw a whole bunch of sad photos of Amy. Well, now, first of all, Chuck Schumer, is that him, her cousin? Mm-hmm. Now she can claim him.
What does he do? What does he do?
He's a senator, Connecticut senator. U.S. Senator.
Okay, at her movie, there was a shooting in Louisiana.
Is her family quite WASPy then? Is
but that here's the thing. He never wanted her to bring him up.
Oh, they're Jewy, are they?
He never wanted her to bring him up.
Wait. Hold on. That was great what he was going to say. Oh, they're Jewy, are they? The way he said that was so
one of those Jew families.
I've heard of those. Jewy, are they? That's probably how
one
the original...
One of the chosen people.
The original Balfour documentary.
Hey, can I ask a thing? Do genuinely, a lot of Jewish people in America think they're chosen people, or is that just like the Orthodox Jews?
Well, hold on.
Jews are not chosen anything.
Where's my Jew girlfriend?
She left.
There was a woman on the plane. When I flew back from London about a week ago, there was a woman on the plane who was obviously like Orthodox Jew. Like she was sat, you know, the guy had the old hat, the old fedora on, or whatever the fuck else. And
the girl,
the little curly.
Oh, I know them. Yeah.
What are they called?
Schmodel.
Yeah, Schmodel, whatever.
No, it's not called
so there was like a little family there, and. And they never smile, those Jews. Those Jews never smile. They never smile, those Jews.
But the
super religious ones never smile.
Oh, is it?
And then I ended up getting three seats together on the plane because I requested it and I paid a bit extra for that seat.
And they saw your long hair, thought you were a woman,
well, they were
next to you.
No, they were next to me. No, they weren't there because I'd bought the seat. And then so I had these extra seats and I put a little pile of the three pillows from the three seats to lay down, right?
Right.
And before I could put my head down, the woman reached over and grabbed one of the pillows. Mm-hmm. She just took one of my three pillows and put it behind her back. And I was like, I was about to lay my head on that. She was like, oh, I'm going to use that one for my back.
I've chosen
There was no like, sorry, or like, okay. or like, oh, can I just grab one of those?
She just
or,
took it.
She just took that. She just snatched it up. Like her like Orthodox Jewy hand just hit it. It stuck.
So
like,
hold on. We're going to, I'm going to introduce
you. You know like how those lizards have like little scales that hold
pennies,
on to shit. That's how they hold on to walls. Literally just it, like,
that's how they take your change.
It literally raised off into her hands and it was behind her back before I could do anything. And I was like, what the fuck? And then I thought, I know why she doesn't care to apologize or even ask permission to take this pillow I was about to lay my head on, because she's going, I'm the chosen one.
That,
like,
that pillow,
I am one of the chosen people.
That pillow was Gaza to her. Okay, now, my girlfriend is Israeli.
Okay.
I'm not Jewish at all.
Right.
Not at all.
Okay, and I can't stress that enough. Please stop sending your anti-Semitic threats to me and redirect them to my girlfriend. Okay? She's the Jew. Okay? I am a normal. So now, but Karen, she's Israeli, and so you can ask her about that. What is your question about being chosen?
Wasn't really a question. I just wanted to whinge about this Orthodox Jew stealing my
fine.
Pillow.
Yeah,
that
she's
was really
a
it.
Sneaky
that
Jew really the way it. She took your pillow
well,
like
she
that.
She don't like them either, but when you ask her about being
I was
chosen...
Gonna ask,
no,
I was gonna
I'm
ask,
down
yeah,
to
do,
whinge with
do,
you.
Do like a is this like a big American Jewish community thing to feel like one of the chosen people? Do you, or is that just an orthodox?
I thought that was just an American thing in general.
You haven't been to England. Anything you don't like about us, we got from them.
All my Jewish friends back home.
On a lot of levels.
Really? Because my Jewish friends back
home. And you date Kurt.
And these are guys who did their bat mitzvah, and the girls did their bat mitzvahs. All my Jewish friends back home, they're like me. They're just chilled out people. They're just like, yeah, I'm Jewish and I do my thing.
You're talking about the orthodox.
Some old ladies throw sweets at me. I read a book backwards, and then I'm just like you. Whereas I got on this plane, and this American Jewish woman was so like, I am like the chosen people.
That's not the same Jew.
How did that manifest? You know, she just goes, I am. Hey, bitch, I'm chosen. Like, what did she say to you?
She just took the pillow.
That's what she did. She was like, she spoke like a gangster rapper. She was like, hey, yo, give me your fucking pillow. Where you are? Yo, I'm chosen, bitch.
He was about to grab a pillow.
Motherfucker.
Could it have been she was just a cunt and maybe it's not a Jewish thing?
Yeah, but no, because you know what it was?
She was Orthodox.
She was Orthodox.
I was just in the bathroom, so I don't know what's
going on. She was Orthodox. She had the old little, you know, she was dressed all in black and grey.
She had
the sensible shoes on.
A long denim skirt. Yeah,
long denim skirt.
A wig for no reason.
She didn't smile the entire flight.
Tons of makeup for some reason.
She didn't smile the entire flight.
Right. Humorless.
Children were awful.
Right.
Horrendous.
Horrendous children.
Well, all children are, but yeah.
Well,
I
if
get
you
your
got
point.
Some,
no, these children were chosen.
If you have a rabbi sucking on your dick at 2 months old, maybe you'd be an asshole too.
But I wonder, because I feel like you know, I've got some Jewish friends over here, and they're pretty chill.
Allegedly,
someone is this just like a real super?
Okay.
Is it like any religion?
That's
if you're
Orthodox,
super into your religion,
yeah,
you're a dick.
That's exactly
just
what it is. The Orthodox people are the worst. When I lived in Borough Park in Brooklyn, which is like a really insular Hasidic community, it's like just blocks of just them, and like you can't ride a bike through there. Nothing.
This is the segment called Straight from the
awful.
Jew's mouth, right? Yeah.
Straight
awful.
From the horse's mouth.
I'm Jewish. They wouldn't look me in the eye. Like children.
She has hair out.
Children. I have elbows exposed day and night. They thought I was a godless whore.
They liked me just fine.
They wouldn't like touch my hand to put change in.
Oh,
it.
Yeah,
like,
they
it's
can't
like
do
being
that.
Black
yeah.
in the 50s. Like they won't even look at you or acknowledge
you. Wait a minute. It's not like being black in the 50s. Don't try to put those dirty Jews on us.
So where does that put you on the Jew scale?
It's like your experience.
No, it is though. It's separate.
It's not.
That's what they say, separate but equal. That's their the same thing for segregation is what they fucking do to segregate the sexes.
Where does that put you down the Jew scale?
They go, only are you separate, you're better than us because you get to have babies. That's like the better job.
It's manipulative.
You have a privileged thing with God.
Oh, they go, you're naturally closer to God, so that's why
this
you
is what I was gonna say.
Have to
does
stay
it,
in the
did,
house
are you
and
like,
the
are you considered a lesser Jew by those, by the Orthodox Jew? Are you considered like a lesser?
Yes, of course.
Yeah.
What's interesting
are you
is
as bad as me because I'm like a godless heathen?
Well, here's the thing. So maybe I have potential, right? Because I was born Jewish.
You can be
Jewish.
Saved. You can
I
be saved.
I was born It's not like, that sounds very Jesus-y and we don't like that, but but I was born Jewish
well,
and I have a long line of Jews.
You can be saved. Is that better?
It's perfect. Perfect. You nailed it. That's all right, the cool. British nailing it. But
they don't like Jesus because he started his own franchise.
You know,
I understand.
Two Hasidic Jewish guys.
They do look down their enormous noses at me.
For some
fucking reason, like they're better.
Two
like,
Hasidic Jewish guys tried to save
this.
My soul on 82nd and something. What? The other day. They were on the corner. They were by a table and they were handing out pamphlets and they walked
to
past.
To save your soul?
I was wearing like my biker cut. I like ride a Harley and I had my cut on and it has Sinner emblazoned on the front of it, and they stopped me and were like, excuse me,
hold
sir.
On,
hey, sir.
Wait a minute,
excuse me, sir, are you a Jew?
Wait,
and are you Jewish?
Here? Did yeah, they hear to you?
Are you Jewish? And
they
I was
didn't
like,
go, they didn't say,
like,
wait,
sorry,
are you Reno Reigns the Renegade?
A little.
I look Jewish.
Well, you've got, I mean, you,
you
look
can
possibly
be.
Jewish
in this
really?
City, yeah, you can have some
cool.
Jewish.
Yeah. So.
That's gonna help me in the comedy career, right?
Hey, Lorenzo Lamastein, why don't you come over here?
You, yeah, they tried to save my soul. They tried to like.
And now it wasn't black Israelites because you know they friends of the show. We bring the black Israelites and have them come in and battle other these white Jews.
They're even worse. They're,
they're
the worst
best.
Ones.
We gotta not have that second episode, by the way.
Jews
fans
and
want
they
that
hate women
bad.
And they hate blonde Jewish women.
Oh my god, I've never met a black Jewish person.
Really?
Yeah, really, ever
that's
in my entire
they
life.
Have them. It's a,
yeah, it is.
Like
they do have them. They all have. They do have them. They're called
brown, brown ones.
Hold on,
my friend Mary's a black Jew.
Black Israelites are the wiggers of Jews.
Wait a minute.
No, it's not. The white man always tried to come and take
stop,
shit
listen.
Like they was the first with it.
Hold on.
He wasn't the first with Judaism, Whitey.
What?
He wasn't the first with it.
Hold on. You're telling
what?
Me.
Yeah,
you don't,
Ethiopian, blacks,
you don't
Jews.
Know Whoopi Goldberg.
Stop genital
you've never
mutilation.
Heard of her.
Started. Everyone stop. Americans, all right, first of all, the Jews, first Jews were, Ethiopians. Just stop genital mutilation.
What is this thing that the first Jews were black? They're not.
How do you know? Why would you say that? Like you saying this with confidence.
You can trace the fucking genetics of these people now back to what they were.
That's why we got to bring the Israelites back in so they can drop the knowledge on you again and you can curl up like a ball like you did before, dummy.
The divine mathematics.
The knowledge. I can't wait. It was a great episode. These crackles was quiet.
Oh, it is great.
Everybody was like, I can't wait to
couldn't talk.
They shut up, dude. And it was beautiful.
You know what's beautiful is that you like ran through a list of the topics we're going to talk about during the show of these 2 hours.
No, I just name
and we've
them.
Done enough.
That's a great show.
It's a great show.
That's a great show.
There's been enough conversation to fill
the show's good
about.
If we don't get to talk.
Did you not put Jew Pussy on the list?
Yeah, Jew Pussy was definitely on there.
We have Baby Pussy on there. That can swipe out for Jew Pussy.
Wow, why would you throw that in the last minute? That's creepy.
Because I said that on our morning show, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
This is a war.
I said something tastes as good as Baby Pussy.
By the way, Sherrod.
Yeah, look away more, nigga. I'm going to keep saying it. Yeah. Your reaction don't control me, Whitey. 2 minutes left. Yo,
but my people do.
Yeah, just little some of them.
2 minutes left.
The Jews,
what happened? Amy Schumer, what happened? Shit, she got miserable.
It was just funny to see her sad face everywhere. And first of all, Chuck Schumer has been her cousin. But wait, let me finish this point. He never wanted her to say it in public because she was a fucking dirty comic. And now that she's a big star, they could be at the podium together hugging over somebody getting shot.
Well, he doesn't know the story.
I don't like Chuck Schumer now. He's a fucking phony. Shunning comics.
Okay. So he cut. Did he cut
Jeff,
her out?
Hold
because
on,
she was
hold
comic?
On, hold on. Here's the story.
And now she's big. Now he can be seen
Jeff,
in public with
Hollywood films. She's allowed to talk on his behalf.
Do you know? What, do you know what the story is? I was just trying to tell him what the story was first, so he knows what the hell it is. There was a shooting at her movie Trainwreck. Another.
I know. It's safer to go to Syria than take a girl on a date to a cinema now. That's like the rules. Yeah.
Yeah, or a movie theater. I don't know what a cinema is.
1 minute left. It's 1 minute left.
Oh shit!
It's
already?
Like a movie already, theater, but done. The black people are quiet.
All right, we're almost out of time. Jeff, make out with me. No,
I don't have to be on air for that
again.
Jeff, thanks for coming, man. We really appreciate it.
Yeah,
thanks very much. Oh, is that it? We done, right?
No, not yet. We still got a couple of seconds. Where are you going to be? Tell the fans where they can find you.
I'm going to be down at the Comedy Cellar every single night. Perfect. For the foreseeable future.
That's cracking.
And I got a film out at the moment called The Smoke feature film. It was a British gritty thriller. And early next year, another film I just did about the band The Clash, with Jonathan Rhys-Meyers in it, called London Town. That will be coming out beginning of next year, so keep your eyes peeled for
that. Nice! We'll keep our eyes open for that.
And you'll probably just find me on Twitch playing video games for 14-year-olds.
What do you play?
I'm playing Elder Scrolls Online at the moment.
Is it worth getting? Should I get it?
Yeah, get it.
Look how excited Dummy. Look how excited Dummy is.
Do you ever play Witcher 3?
I'm playing Witcher 3 as well.
Oh
yeah.
My God. The Witcher 3 in Pulp Fiction?
Oh, it's nice! It's
That's
good!
That's what was in the briefcase in Pulp Fiction.
Oh, right. Yeah, that is good.
Shut up,
nerds.
But just check me out on Twitter at Jeff Leach or JeffreyLeach.com.
All right, we want to say big shout to Big J for coming through too, and check him out on Legion of Skanks. He's on right now.
Wait, hold up.
We
got a promo.
Race Wars.
I'm at Comedy Catch in Chattanooga, Tennessee, Audrey.
There we go.
August 20th through the 23rd. So come out and see me.
Excellent. Race Wars, we love you. Peace.
Thanks for having me on.
Race Wars has come to a close. If you missed any of it or want to hear it all over again, listen on demand at SiriusXM.com/player. Follow the guys on Twitter at Sherrod_Small and at Kurt Metzger.